Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. It is so good to see everybody in the place. I want to thank you guys for joining me. Yes, I almost didn't get a chance to do a show tonight, but I am so glad that I was able to work that out. That's a great thing. So peace and greetings. I see you guys all on the phone lines. Got yourselves all lined up. See you in the chat room, filling the chat room up. And it's so good. It's so good. It feels like it's been so long. I don't know about you guys, but it feels like it's been so long since we've done The Remix. So it's good to see everyone here in the house. I want to also just invite you guys, if it's your first time listening, to invite you to come on over, and you can simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and come on in. The chat room is open. So for those of you out there listening, make sure you come in and get some of that chat experience, because it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience as well, too, in the chat room. So it's good to have you guys in the forum, have you in the house tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling. I got another riddle. Yes, I'm so excited. I have another riddle. So we'll be trying to crack this riddle. I know you guys can do it. The last riddle that we had was the riddle of the Sphinx. And then before that, it was the Book of Kemet. But I know that this riddle tonight, somebody, some remix listener out there is going to be able to crack this riddle. So I want you guys to get your thinking cap on. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming guests and some of the upcoming shows that's going to be coming and joining us in The Remix as well, too. Got a lot of exciting invitations of people who want to come on the forum, people who want to come back to the forum, people we want to have back on the forum, and just all kinds of great things that are just going on in this so wonderful and powerful time that we're in. But first, I want to talk a little bit before we get ready to get into that, because I want us to kind of move around a little bit. I don't know about you guys, but it's Sunday night, and I got my yoga pants on. That's an inside joke. Those of you who know what that means, I got my yoga pants on. So I thought it would be good for us to sort of kind of move around a little bit and shake some of this energy around that we have around us. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking today when I said, oh, my goodness, you know, it feels like it's been so long, you know. I was telling Sister Manya, whenever I miss a remix show, it just feels like it's been so long. And for those of you who know, I kind of have a kitty that I adopted some months back for a while now. The kitty's been with me ever since I did the show, Sisters of Transformation. My kitty have been with me. And he's a very unique kind of brother, because one of them is a male cat and the other one is a female cat. But the male cat's kind of like a, you know, kind of a unique kind of brother. And he was actually gone yesterday too, so I didn't have my kitty. I, you know, didn't have the remix. So I was telling my kitty, I was like, you know, it's been so long. And he just gave me this look. And I promise you, it just, when I seen the look in his eyes, I knew instantly what I was going to play tonight. So I said all of that to tell you guys about what we're going to be dancing to tonight. So here's what I want to do, because tonight it's going to be the brothers. Yes, you brothers and sisters. We're going to both dance together. And so sisters, we'll have our part, and brothers, you'll have your part. You're going to know what your part is, so I'm not going to tell the brothers what their parts are. But sisters, I want you to just kind of think about the energy of been so long. So what I want everyone to do is to get out of their seats right now, because we're going to kind of raise this energy up, stir it around a little bit more like we always do on the remix, and just kind of get ourselves charged up as we get ready to chat and chill. I hear Esther laughing. I promise you, I hear Esther laughing right now. So, Esther, I know you are laughing right now. So we're gonna get ready to dance. We're going to get ready to dance. Everybody, I want you to get up. Sister Manya, too. Everybody else, so the sisters get up, the brothers get up. So wherever you are, just kind of get yourself up. And then we're going to get ready to move, okay? So sisters, this is all you have to focus on when you're dancing. If you have your mate or your man there, you can dance for them. Same thing, brothers, if you have your mate or your woman there, you can dance for her there. I know you guys have been braiding each other's hair all week. So we're going to all get up. Thank you, Sister Manya. Sister Manya is up. And I know Brother I is up as well. And I know Esther and Kalimar. I know you guys are up. So I want everybody to get up. That's everybody, even if you're on the phone. But if you're driving, that's the only time I don't want you to get up. So, sisters, here's the energy you just have to think about. The only thing you have to think about is it's been so long. That's it. And just let that just sort of kind of take you over. And brothers, you're going to know your part. And when your part comes on, you can just imagine, because this is the conversation me and my kitty had today. And he said these words to me. When I told him, I said, oh, wow, where have you been? It's been so long. And we started to move. So everybody ready? Yeah, please don't stand up if you're driving. We've had enough of the driving thing this week to last a lifetime, I promise you. So, here we go, everyone. And then, we'll hear this. Then we'll hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we'll get right into chatting and chilling. And I'm gonna start to give out the riddle. So here we go.
Like that, hype like that, the rhyme selling. savage at the table.
The whole crowd screaming out, danger, danger.
Sing it.
What a little workout there. So hopefully you guys did your part there. I certainly did mine. Love that song. Good throwback song as we get ready to chat and chill. Yes, yes, that is so true. So true. You just need to shout. That's it, brothers. Sometimes you need to shout danger. You need to let people know that you come in, that you come in and you bring in that energy. You need to just let them know. Beautiful. Welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. We are chatting and chilling here tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And then, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to get this riddle kicked off because I know that someone is going to solve this riddle tonight, tonight. So we're going to keep that open. I know you guys will do it.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so here goes, everyone. Of course, you know, it's always a story behind the riddles, and the riddles that I get, even though there's lots of riddles that are going on out there, but the riddles that I get that I share with you guys are the ones that kind of make me go, And I get these riddles from, of course, none other than Siba Huru. And he is a comedic scribe. He's been on his path for 20-plus years, and he's over the Hetepu Network. And he's been a guest on the Remix Forum for quite some time. And he's done quite a few shows, a couple of shows. One of the shows that he did, we talked about the summer solstice and that energy. That was the first show. The second show was the show that we did that had to do with sort of the search for the Book of Kemet. And there's another show that's in there as well. So you can always go back and check the archives. But there's about three shows that are in there, if memory serves me correctly, that he's been a guest on. And he doesn't come out and speak very often. He's very serious into his studies and his students that he has and the platforms that him and other brothers and sisters are building as well. But I got a riddle. You guys enjoyed that riddle about the Sphinx so much that, you know, I just wouldn't be me if I didn't get us another good riddle that just kind of got us in the grind. Now, here's the deal with this particular riddle before I tell you this particular riddle. I want you to write it down because it is a riddle. I know last time, you know, we had some people that got a little touchy-feely with the riddles because these are not designed definitely for you to get them on, you know, just to answer them. But I know that we can do this. So this particular riddle, have no fear. We won't have to wait so long because if we do not answer this riddle today, tonight, then what's going to happen is Siba Huru will be on the Remix next Sunday night, and he's actually going to be doing a presentation that has to do with Kemetic initiation. So he's going to be doing a piece on that, very fascinating piece, lots of history, lots of our culture, lots of knowledge, lots of wisdom that he brings. But now, let's get ready for the riddle. Kadeem, I see you. You ready for the riddle? So we're going to get ready to go to the riddle. So here's the riddle. All right, everybody ready? I kind of see you guys all ready for this riddle. So here we go. All right. A Kemetic scribe was on his way to the Per Unc. And just to kind of give you an idea what the Per Unc is. The Per Unc is like a university. That's what a Per Unc is. So like the university or like a school. So a Kemetic scribe, a scribe is on his way to the Per Unc. And on his way to the Per Unc, he passes a pond. Now, the first day on his way to the Per Unc, he passed the pond, and in the pond, there is a blue lotus flower, one blue lotus flower. Okay. On the second day, the scribe is on his way back to the Per Unc, passes the pond. There's two blue lotus flowers there. So on the third day, the scribe is on his way back to the Per Unc, and there's four blue lotus flowers there. Now on the fourth day, when the scribe is on his way, he passes the pond on his way to the Per Unc, and he stops and he looks, and now there is eight blue lotus flowers in the pond. So here's the riddle. What day will the pond be filled with blue lotus flowers? That's the riddle. When you have the answer, 646-652-2711, press 1 when you get on the phone lines, because I know somebody out there in this big universe has the answer to that riddle. Kadeem, no. Now, some of you, because I know you guys, you think like me too. These questions that you're asking, see this question? How big is the pond? It's a riddle. So, and I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm telling you that so you can know that a lot of these questions I ask. But I do see a caller on the line, and I know that this is someone who has the answer. So let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Thompson Holtzuck, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, I like that name. I like that name. I know you know the answer. Okay, so break it down for us.
I don't think the pond will ever be filled with lotus flowers.
Okay, so your answer is it will never be filled. Tell us why. Tell us
because
why.
Because the pond's filled with water, and lotus flowers only sit on top of the pond.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, and I'm just posing this question to you, because trust me, when I get in touch with Siba, I'm going to grind him with these questions too, because I really only have like two lifelines that I can go to him to try to get this answer. So, now, the riddle is, what day will the pond be filled with blue lotus flowers? And your answer is that it will not be. It will be no day, because
right,
the pond
right.
is only going to be filled with
water.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's kind of making me go, I'm feeling you on that. I'm feeling you on that. What's your name, Hotep, Brother Hotep?
Khonsu Hotep.
Say the first name again.
Khonsu.
Khonsu. Oh, okay, Khonsu. All right, Khonsu Hotep. You know, I'm going to hold that one because that's actually, yeah, I like that logic. I like that logic. I do. Thank you. All right, peace and love. All right, you guys, so that's one. That's one that we have right there. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? It's Stacy from Detroit.
Hey, Stacy from Detroit. Stacy, you got the answer to the riddle?
I think so.
All right, Stacy, what's going on?
I would say the day that the pond is filled will be the day the scribe graduates from the pond.
Ah, the day the scribe. I'm writing all of these down. The day that the scribe graduates.
Yeah.
From the Per Unc. Okay. I can guess where your logic is going, but I want you to kind of share that with everybody listening.
Well, every day that he passes the pond, the blue lotus flowers are multiplied, as if his, you know, his knowledge is also multiplying, and the flowers are representing his knowledge.
Oh, the brothers is representing tonight. There it is. I knew that mystical song would get y'all going. All right. Thank you, Stacy. Great answer. We're going to hold that one there, too. All right.
All right.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 760. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Dee calling from California.
All right. Dee from California. Do you think you got an answer for us?
I'm going to give it a good try, Sister Blue.
Uh-huh.
I say that the pond will be filled on the first day, the day he first notices the blue lotus flower.
You know, interesting enough that you said that. I'm going to put somebody on blast right now, and I know they'll love me for it. Sister Munya said that, too, on the first day. First day. So there's one up, two up for the sisters right there. Okay, so on the first day... I'm writing these down because we're going to get this. This is going to be a first. Usually it takes us weeks to get riddles, and sometimes we don't get it, but we're going to get this one. I know one of these answers is correct, and I thank you so much for that. Thanks for calling in and sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Peace. All right. Sisters representing. Sister representing. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 402. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. It's Brother I.
Hey, Brother I. Okay.
They beat me. Are we voting for an answer? I say the first day.
You say the first day.
The first day. I gotta put my vote on the first day.
On the first day.
If I say fill my pockets with money and you put a dollar in it, I'm happier than to have that dollar than nothing at all.
Okay. Well, so you're going to go with the first day. So far, this is what we have. We have the brother Kunsu who called in. He said that he believes that the pond will never be filled with the blue lotus because the pond is going to be filled with water. That was one. Okay, and then Stacy called in, and Stacy from Detroit said that the pond is going to be filled the day the scribe graduates from the per unk. That's what Stacy said. And then Dee came in and kind of took us way back and made us think with some deep knowledge. Dee said that the pond was filled on the first day with the lotuses. So, and then Sister Munya said that. So now you're taking your vote, Brother I, and you're taking
it.
You with Sister Munya and Dee. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to put a little check there. We're going to keep going. I want you guys to keep thinking about this because remember, it is a riddle. It is a riddle. So very good answers that were coming. Somebody said never. Okay, so your vote is to go with the brother Kansu that said never. Okay, got you down. MC speech, got you. Speechless. Okay. All right, brother. Did he go already? I think he's gone already. But we're going to go to the next caller because we have some more callers calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
He would do it on the days I was off.
337? Oh, they must not know they're on the air. They look like they're having a conversation about being off. So I want to ask you guys a question. No. We're good on lines. You didn't have to free it up. We're good on lines. Right now we are anyway. So I know the blue, me too. I'm just waiting on an answer. So For those of you who are just joining us, we're trying to tackle this riddle here, this riddle that was given to me, and now I'm giving it to you guys from Siba Huru, and that is, a scribe was on his way to the Per Ankh, which is the university, the school. Now, on his first day to the Per Ankh, he passed the pond, and in the pond, it was filled with one blue lotus flower. On the second day that he went past the pond to get to the Per Ankh, it was filled with two blue lotus flowers. Now, on the third day that the scribe passed on his way to the Per Ankh, to the pond, past the pond, there were four blue lotus flowers in the pond. And on the fourth day, y'all see where I'm going with this? On the fourth day, when the scribe was on his way to the Per Ankh, there were eight blue lotus flowers in the pond. So here's the riddle. What day will the pond be filled with blue lotus flowers? You see? Okay. Didn't mean to twist y'all up. I have a lifeline. So what I'm going to do is a lot of people are saying on the first day. Now, I don't want to kind of bust y'all bubble, but I think I asked that question. I think I kind of proposed that, and I think I got told. I don't know what I got told, but I'm going to try to see. Let me see if I can use my lifeline. I don't even know if Siba Huru is on the line, but if he is, I'm going to use my lifeline. And I'm going to ask him the question. Yeah, see, that's the question I asked, First Womb. Like, how big is the pond? See, we really don't need to know how big the pond is because it is a riddle. But I'm going to try to call Siba Huru and see if I can get some clarity on some of these answers. I mean, no time like the present, right? Let's see. Let's see if I can call him real quick. So what I'm going to do is I want you guys to think about it a little bit more. See if you come up with any other options. Because right now we're going with the Brother Khonsu. It will never be filled. We're going with Stacy on the day he graduates. And then we're going with Dee and Sister Manya and also Brother I, that it will be filled on the first day. How many days did he see? I don't have that information. I don't have that information of how many days. Anthony, I'm kind of with you. Why can't the pond be filled with lotus flowers? They are being filled. I know. See, this is why these riddles, the answer, I know, right? Well, I'm going to try to get the answer for you guys. And meanwhile, okay, you want the sequence again. Let me give it to Griffin. I'm going to say it one more time so that way everybody can really kind of get this time. Okay. So you guys are ready. Here we go. Here is the riddle. A scribe was on his way to the Per Ankh. Now, while he was on his way to the Per Ankh, which is the university, he passed the pond. And as he passed the pond, on the first day that he passed the pond, there was one blue lotus flower in the lake. And then, on the second day, he went past the pond. There were two blue lotus flowers in the lake, in the pond. Okay, it's a pond. I'm sorry. It's a pond, not a lake. Sorry, the pond. There were two lotus flowers in there. Yes, it is. It's a big difference. So I'm sorry. It's a pond. Now, on the third day, on the third day, when the scribe was on his way to the Per Ankh and he passed the pond, there were four blue lotus flowers in the pond. And on the fourth day, there was 8 blue lotus flowers in the pond. So the question that is posed that we're at this particular moment, what day will the pond be filled with the lotus flowers? You see, what day? Now, here are the answers. These are the top 1, 2, 3, top 3 answers that you guys have voted on, called in on so far. Here we go. I see you saying never. Okay, so our brother Kansu, who called in, the brother Kansu says that it will never be filled. Never. And the logic he gave is because the pond is filled with water. Now, Kalimar is saying a scribe is a big lapis lazuli flower himself. I got you. Okay, so we have some people who are saying it will never be filled. And then Stacy called in from Detroit and he said the day that the pond will be filled is when he graduates from the Per Unc. Okay. And then Dee called in from California, and she said the same thing Sister Manya said and Brother I said. It's on the first day, the very first day. So this is where we're at. So what I'm going to do at this time, like I said, I only have 2 lifelines. If we don't get it, Siba Haru will be on next Sunday, and he'll answer that. But I'm going to try to use one of my lifelines to get one of these questions. Oh, Anthony. One of these questions answered and see if we got the right answer, because I really think that one of these is the right answer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play our song again. I know you guys heard it already, but you can dance to it again, and then I'll be right back, okay? I know y'all were getting into the danger. We kind of got our energy going with that in the beginning. But I wanted to make sure, I want to try to use sort of one of my lifelines or 2 of my lifelines on some of the questions and some of the answers and the response you have, guys have. And actually, Siba Haru is on the line. Now, a couple of you are on the line as well, too. So I'm going to go to you guys first. If you want to tell what day you feel that it is, I want you to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so I know you're there. I'm going to take 2 calls, and I'm going to bring Siba Haru on. And, yes, I hear you, MC Speechless. Never, never, never. It'll never be filled. That's your answer. You're sticking with it. I got you. So, first, let me go back. I think this is the brother Kansu calling in. Let's see. 804?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you want to say something else? Peace. Who's on the line?
No, I just wanted to say that my only other answer might be if the pond had lost all its water due to evaporation, then it might be filled with the lotus plant.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And this is Brother Khonsu, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Peace. Thanks. All right. So he wanted to add to that. Let's see. This is 313. This is Stacy. Looks like the brothers are having a little change of heart there. Stacy?
Huh?
you wanted to say something else?
Well, I'm kind of sticking with that one, but I do have another idea in case that's not true. No, that one ain't right.
Okay,
and
so what's
it's
that
similar
one?
Though. It would be like the day that he stops going past the pond. That's all the other. It's kind of similar to the same one though.
Yeah, I see a lot of that going on in the chat room. Some people are saying that the pond will be filled or what, the day he stops learning or he dies. Never, they're saying it will never be filled. And some will say it's filled on the first day. So we're going to use one of those lifelines. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. All right, I believe this is Siba Haru. Let's give him a warm welcome. Peace and greetings. Hetepu, Siba.
Hetepu, Ms. Blue, how are you and the Remix family this evening?
Well, we are wonderful, as always. I got everybody going with a riddle. So I do want to use a lifeline on the riddle.
You want to use one of your lifelines?
I do want to use one because here's the thing. So many people, they're coming up with their answer, and it looks like, even though we have quite a few people here, they are actually going to only a couple of these answers, and I think there's some really, really good answers. I think we may have actually, for the first time in the remix, solved the riddle tonight.
Very well, then. Well, seeing that you were ringing me frantically on the phone to get me to come from my readings this evening, I would hope that that might happen. So let's see what you want to use. How many? You have two left.
I have two lifelines left.
Did I say greetings to the Remix family first and foremost?
You did. You did say greetings to them, Steve, but you did. But you can greet them again.
And it's got me. I told you earlier I was reading some things. And
yes.
Just got, all right. At any rate, let's.
Okay. So here we go. This is going to be the number one answer that a lot of people have sort of kind of gone towards. And so I'm gonna put this one out there because Brother I, D called in, and Sister Manya, and quite a few other people said that... That this is sort of what they believe. They believe that actually the pond is filled with the lotus notes, with the blue lotus flower on the first day.
And this is what you're posing as your second question.
It's not mine. I don't vote for that one.
You're opposing this, however, as your second lifeline.
Yes, I'm going to use it as a lifeline because this is what they're saying. There's the Remix family is saying this, so I want to pose this and see.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's
now,
a no-go.
Let me just maybe help the people somewhat with it because. Again, when you were virtually trying to choke me over getting this riddle, the thing about the riddles, as I explained to you, is that they are designed to be challenges. And they do have an answer. Usually, as Dr. Valentine has referred to, the questions and answers are impeccable. So there is one that exists. However, a lot of people do initially go to the first day, and sometimes we go philosophical rather than looking at the science of it and studying it. The problem with it being the first day being filled is if it were filled on the first day with one lotus flower, then how could it the second day retain two and the third day more and more? It would not be filled, it would be overrun.
Correct. I would agree.
So, therefore, the idea of it being filled on the first day is almost as if some people might say it would never be filled, which also is a challenge to the riddle, in that the riddle itself asks the question, when will it be filled? So it wouldn't be a fair riddle if it were to leave you open-ended and say it would never be filled.
Correct, correct. And
so you recognize that I've given you actually two responses for
yes,
your one choice.
And I
you still
see
have
that.
Your one lifeline.
Well, thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is another one, and I'm just putting this out there because I think this is really good. Petal Sky says, day 7, completion, 64 lotus flowers, 6 plus 4 equals 10, 10 equals 1 equals enlightenment. Although I follow that, that cannot compute. And the reason I say that, because on day 4, there's already 8 flowers. And so if we were to go to day 5, going with this, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that would make it 12 on day 5 if we do the math. So I don't know. I'm going to – it's quite a few more people that look like they want to come and take a stab at this. If I can just get you to just hold on just a little longer, Siva, I'm going to let them get this out their system. If we don't get it tonight, then we will wait for next Sunday.
How much time?
When,
yeah, because I have a deadline. But we'll hang out for a time, but I know how you like to do things.
Yes, I won't keep you here long. I promise that.
All
so,
right. let's give a go and have an opportunity to have some of the people. Who...
Okay.
Let me just say this, though, because I think regardless of whether or not someone were to get the answer this evening or next week when I would give the answer, that when we're talking about this whole discussion that I'm going to be having on initiation and particularly on comedic initiation practices, part of the emphasis with the riddles is the exercise, and the importance is in the discipline it takes to think things through when they appear on the surface to be irrational or impossible.
Mm.
And this is a very important component of any scribe studies, because I've recently, and the reason why I'd like to have the conversation is because I've had several people come to me recently and asking me about initiation, and it seems as if they want the answer right then and there. But yet, the answer in and of itself is much secondary to the journey towards the answer and to developing the discipline to be steadfast in the desire to gain the answer. And so what I'm going to be talking about is how those types of factors play into initiation, in recognizing that in many cases we are led to believe that the initiate is the child or the beginner, when quite the contrary is true, because when coming to initiation, you are actually coming to an examination. So you do not come towards initiation through ignorance. You come in preparation to fulfill an examination of your readiness to move forward. So this is the real essence of these riddles. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We're gonna go. I really like Stacy's answer. The brother from Detroit said that when the scribe graduates, that's when the pond will be filled. But we shall see. We shall see. I see a couple of you putting some links up there. But we're gonna go to the next caller on the air 67. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is it 267?
This is 267, yes.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Blue? This is Pastel Skies who put day 7 in there. And you were saying that on day 7 it wouldn't be enough. But what's happening is day 1, at each day passes, the number of lotus flowers doubles. That's why day 7 is 64. 64 lotus flowers.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, six, Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. Okay, so that's your answer. How many people want to go with that? That on day seven is the day that the pond will be filled, because that's the riddle. Because how do we know that 64 lotus flowers will fill? Now, we could go with the metaphor that that's a point of enlightenment. Yes, we can do that.
And seven is a day of completion.
Mm-hmm. And it's a number of completion.
It's just a guess.
It's a good, I thought it was excellent. I really did, till I started kind of weighing it through my mind.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. We'll see. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
All right. All right.
Siva?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here's the next caller. I'm a hold that. You guys decide what we're going to use
I guess if I give a few minutes to it, and then.
Okay.
Many times in Zen, they talk about the koans, and the koans are also meditative riddles.
Mm-hmm.
That look at the more philosophical aspect of things. So you would be challenged to meditate on something. A famous koan is, imagine the sound of one hand clapping.
Right.
Okay. Now, these will elicit a different response, because those riddles are focused, the koans, on the meditative aspect. The riddle, the comedic riddles, which I've shared with you, are designed to challenge the thought. And so they are more inductive than deductive.
Right.
It's almost as in the principle of correspondence, as above, so below, as below, so above. And so therefore, what we have in this instance with this riddle, whereas in the koan, the response is open for debate and discussion.
Yes.
So from one's opinion, it can branch out from a singularity to a universality. In this case, with these riddles, we look at it in the inverse, in that from the universality or the infinity of potential answers, there really is only one, and it is impeccable. And so it is designed, again, for the initiatory work to help the scribe be able to focus and pinpoint on the fact of a thing. So it is extremely challenging, and this is where a lot of the difficulty comes. Because once you have the answer, it therefore does not, well, some people may choose to debate for the sake of debate, but by and large, it's not debatable. And this is what is attempted to do, because a lot of times now, with the internet and so forth and so on, there's so much access that people have and can research. But we may not always have that. And some of the things for the searching for the students who really are about the discipline required to actually know the forms, to put them on the concrete evidence and research, to piece together for themselves, is important. Because in that process of initiation, there are many initiates who are deceived by their teachers, because they have not really sought to really develop the strength to resolve the challenges of their pathwork themselves. And that is really what the Siva's duty is to assist you in the challenge of deciding where your pathwork is, but not for determining it for you, but that
right.
You know that there is a degree of discipline and seriousness that is designed here. So there has to be a different development through change. Our spiritual work is very serious. And therefore, we have to not take it lightly. It requires a certain level of contemplation to sit down, to think, to be quiet. Yes.
All right. Well, definitely thank you for that. I'm going to see if we have any more callers on the line that really want to share sort of what they came up with the riddle. And I definitely thank you for your time as well, Siba Haru. So let's go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 805. Okay. All right. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Jason from Gary, Indiana.
Okay. Greetings, Jason.
When I first heard this riddle, I think the first thing that occurred to me is that the pond will never be filled. I understand now that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge then becomes the fact that the lotus flowers will, I've got this thing in my head, the lotus flowers will adjust to the size of the pond. So
okay.
it will fill up with the pond will fill up with lotus flowers, but they'll continue to grow, and at the point they continue to grow, they'll start to get smaller flowers.
Okay, so what day will the pond be filled with blue lotus flowers?
It has to go back to the size of the pond.
It doesn't. You don't need to know the size of the pond. One, because it's a riddle. So that is letting you know that the size of the pond is not as important as on what day will the pond be filled with the blue lotus flowers.
Then I'll say this. The pond will be filled with blue lotus flowers the day the scribe no longer looks.
The day the scribe no longer looks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's as many other things. While you're looking for something, you can't find it. When you stop looking, there it is.
So then how will he know it's filled if he's not looking?
Because the call lines
are lighting up. So keep going.
It's no longer important to him. Because the first day he goes to Pahang, his mind is not filled. And so he has room in his mind to focus on this pond. The next day, as he gives more attention to it, the more gets filled in there. As he continues to go to Pahang, his mind starts to get filled with other stuff. And so as he draws his attention to his studies in Pahang, they become less significant what's happening with this pond. When he's finished with Pahang, the pond will be filled with lotus flowers.
Okay. And I can see that. Actually, Stacy from Detroit, that's what he said, basically in a nutshell. When the scribe graduates, that's when the pond is going to be filled. Okay, people are saying in the chat room, I don't believe this riddle deals with time and space. They're saying that I hope it doesn't come down to the riddle for us to leave this reality because we won't make it.
I'll cut it out.
So, lots of great answers, and a lot of people are saying exactly what you're saying there as well, that once he leaves the university, when the pond will be filled. Yes. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling
You're
in
welcome.
And sharing that. peace. Oh, some good challenges there. I don't know if I'm ready to put it all on the line there, you guys, for my last lifeline there. But there are some more callers. I do want to try to get to you guys. Going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. What's up, Ms. Blue? It's Dre calling from Cali.
Peace. Greetings.
What's up? I think the riddle is beautifully put because it gives you the opportunity to talk about so much. So even with that being said, I think everybody that's called in is right because everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I think that the answer is really more simple than, you know, than what everybody's really saying. I think that the scribe, the lotus flowers in the pond, like the pond don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Personal. But the day that he realizes that the pond always had lotus flowers in it, then that's when it's going to be filled, period. The day that he realizes that is the day that all the flowers are going to be in there. So it kind of goes back to what the one dude said when he graduates. Yeah, in the sense, when he graduates, the day that he realizes that, and it's that simple.
Once he graduates, then that's when he's going to realize that's the day that the pond is going to be full. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the fact. I like that analogy there. So definitely thank you for calling in. We're getting a lot of people who are going towards that answer. And I think that I think it's a good challenging one myself. I think it is. So thank you for calling in. The chat room is going insane. So if you guys are not, if you're on the phone or you're listening somewhere else, you want to come over and get in the discussion in the chat room. And that's where you want to be. You want to get into the discussion in the chat room. Woo, they got a lot going on. A lot going on about this riddle here in the chat room. So thank you for calling in. Say it again.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can still hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I want to just say to the people, because I realize that one of the disciplines of this is, and one of the ways that it helps in developing, is we all like to believe that we know. And there is a struggle in not knowing. And it bothers us. When my Siva Ashe gave this riddle many years ago, it was much like the riddle of the twin sphinxes. I thought that he was crazy to the point where I became annoyed. Because, again, my approach to the answer was much like that in the koans. I mean, the koans, you know, if a tree in the woods falls and nobody hears it, did it make a sound? So these things that take us to these different places. But again, knowing that there is an answer and the challenge and the discipline of that, to being able to work through not knowing by virtue of the work.
Yeah.
This is the great challenge. Because so much is being put out there on Kemet. And there has been a lot of confusion that's being generated, a lot of speculation, where the truth is that many of the answers are right there before us. And even if
right.
those answers do not suffice for the person interested in Kemet, then at the very least they will have a foundation where they can point to a historical and concrete reference. Whether you agree with it or not in the end, you may say, I don't believe in that. But at least you can at least develop your answer or your critique based on the research. And I think sometimes we do a great disservice to our ancestors when we negate their abundance, their body of work that they gave to us to let us know who our ancestors are. And we sometimes overlook it in choice of speculation and sometimes some really outlandish things that don't do us the proper justice in recognition of our ancestors. And the problem with that is ultimately what happens to us is that as we fail to dedicate the study and research to our story, other people come, take it, change it, and give it back to us in distorted ways, and some of us are tricked into giving more credence to that than to our own mothers and fathers. And I think that this is very problematic in addition to being very sad.
Yes, so true, so true. Yes.
So the Rizzles, then, again, it is developed on that discipline. It is developed on that. And as you were telling me when you were, if I were to tell people the things you try to get these riddles out of me, oh, my goodness. But I'll just say that
I love the riddles.
You know, but then you want me to give you the answers. I would like to tell the Remix family, Miss Blue does not have the answer. She turns
them,
to you
know.
After she gives
know.
It for me to say, well, you're going to give me, I say, no, you will challenge it with the audience and the Remix family and do just as they do. You want the answer? No. That would defeat the riddle, because the ultimate goal of the riddle is the challenge and the discipline to exercise the power of thought.
That is so true. That is so true. And I do exercise that all the time. But I like to share it with the Remix family because I know they like to exercise the power of their thought too. Well, Siba, I want to thank you. We're going to keep going with the discussion.
Right,
you're free to continue to listen in. I know you'll be back next Sunday night. So for those of you who have not heard some of the presentations given by Siba Haru, Alke Bulan, you can actually go back to the archives and listen from the Remix archives. We did the Book of Kemet, which is also a riddle. It was sort of the riddle that came to me, and I kind of passed it on to you guys, and we searched all over the universe for that. And we did end up getting the answer and being able to go on a very, very...
And I want to say to the audience also, I want to say that if indeed it is so that I will be back next Sunday, I'll be back next Sunday again, whether or not people resolve the riddle or not. But I would recommend that people bring some paper and their calculators, because we're going to do some things that I think are going to be important as an exercise in people looking at different aspects and approaches to coming to conclusions about things. I know I'm being a bit evasive, but I think that if people come with that next week, I think you'll be very excited.
Yeah.
And it'll be quite interesting. Well, anyway, thank you very much for inviting me in. Yes, and I want to say to the Remix family, the people who have been giving answers, those answers are very good. Do not think that they are not common. I have had many of those myself in challenging them and have had the humble look of being told no several hundred times. And so I do identify with it, but I think that I know there is an answer, and I know that there is a methodology to it, because the discipline and exercise of that really has its beneficial aspects. So I think we'll really have some benefits when we talk about initiation next week. And I want to say also that even though the title of it, because my expertise is in Kemet, so people who know me know how I am. I don't venture out of, I am fixed here. So, for example, if there were someone, if I were going to talk about Yoruba or something, I would refer people to my brother Ogun, who is an expert in that, but I would only venture to not go there. So even though we will be looking at Kemet specifically, the ideas and approaches, I think, can be applicable across the board. So it's not just going to be a Kemetic thing per se, because we do realize that people come from a variety of backgrounds. But I think that people will find some benefit to it, when we have the opportunity to speak.
Yes. All right. Siba Haru Al-Kaibulon over the Hetepu Network. Those of you who heard this show about the search for the Book of Kemet, and if you don't have your Book of Kemet, it is on my top 10 favorite things list. You can go to www.thebookofkemet.com and you can get your copy there, or you can go to the Hetepu Network, www.httpw.net, and you can find the links there as well. Everyone is saying they're excited. They can't wait to hear the answer to the riddle, and they're telling you, bye, Siba.
Hetepu.
All right, Hetepu. All right, you guys, we're going to keep it going here live in the remix, chatting and chilling. Nice surprise to have Siba Haru stop by. I want to talk to you about some other things, but we're going to keep going because I see a lot of you on the phone line want to hear what you have to say, because I know we're going to get this riddle. I know we are. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 219?
Oh, don't have anything else to say.
Okay, you just listening?
Yes, ma'am. I took my shot at the question, and back to the drawing board. I think he gave us a hint, though.
Yes, some big hints there. So ponder that, and I'll come back.
I think the biggest hint is to go study how lotus flowers grow.
Lotus flowers take a long time to actually grow. They take a long time to grow. But again, we still do have our chart here of the days that the scribe walked past the pond. And as he walked by the pond, it showed that the lotus flowers were growing more and more. They were doubling. So even understanding about how long the lotus flowers grow, we still wouldn't know how long they were sort of in their growth point. Because, you know, the lotus flowers grows out of dirt. They sort of kind of comes out of, you know, nothing, out of really nothing. It grows in a pond, and it does take a while before it does craft itself to the lotus flower coming to the top, you know? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It does. And so even when you begin to look in the Pertin Heru or looking in the Book of the Dead, whatever we want to call it, there is the part of becoming the lotus. And it talks about the thousands of years of being, underneath water. You know, it's a whole mythology in that, in real time, too. But I don't think we need to know that. I think we need to be aware of it. I don't know if that's where I would go. But we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, I'm exploring like you guys on this one. So great, great share there. Thank you. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Hakeem Arad, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Greetings.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. I think that on the Day of Enlightenment is when, and that's when the thousand petal lotus opens. So I'll say on the Day of Enlightenment. The thousand being the crown chakra, mm-hmm. and that represents total enlightenment. So I'll say on the Day of Enlightenment. And yes, they do double. I was trying to double it on my calculator, but I lost count. So I'll just say on the Day of Enlightenment.
Yes, and here's something to think about when you say on the Day of Enlightenment. When we talk about that, remember the student was a Kemetic scribe. So by all intents and purposes, wouldn't you say he was already enlightened?
Well, he was going back and forth.
To school, to the Per Unc.
Yes, that's right. He was going to school. So that leads me to believe that he was not totally, that he wasn't, he hadn't reached enlightenment yet, because he was still going, and he passed by each day. So to me, that represents him gaining consciousness.
And I can see it from your point. I guess here's something, and I'm just kind of putting it out there for someone else just to kind of challenge you guys a little bit in that thinking. If he's a Kemetic scribe, okay,
uh-huh.
and he's going to the Per-Unk, so he's a scribe already. So his path of becoming enlightened, that's his path work. That's what he's here to do, to study and to become. So just like every day here, we become more and more enlightened. We never get to that point. When you get to that point, you're no longer here.
Right, but you asked what day with the...
Right,
with the
so the day, yes, so we need
you
a day.
What day upon be filled.
Yes.
And
there's
the pond is not necessarily a certain size, so that's why I say it on the enlightenment.
Yeah. Right, so that's what I'm saying. We need a day, because he can become enlightened tomorrow, just like some of us. Certain things we become enlightened. So what day can he become enlightened? That may be something to think about. Like, could that happen, like, on the fifth day? Does it take 55 days? Does it take 60 days? Just a thought. You see what I mean? I mean, I'm just thinking. You could be absolutely right. I'm not telling you to change from me. I'm just trying to get everybody to kind of go a little bit more to be able to not defend, but really kind of process their answer there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
but
good.
I'll still say on the day of enlightenment, and I'll say also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll say on the seventh day.
Okay, on the seventh day. Okay, that's the second one. I think it was the other brother in the chat room, Pastel Skies. I think it was the one. He said seventh day too. So there we go. We got some more votes for that. So wonderful. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Love it, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller, 313. I know y'all serious about this riddle now. I know y'all are serious about this riddle. Okay, go ahead, Stacey. You wanted to add
it.
Something?
Yeah. Well, I still like that first answer I gave, but I'm going to say, the day the pond is filled with blue lotus flowers is the day the scribe dies.
Is the day the scribe dies. That's the day. It's going to be filled that day. When he gets ready to make his transition, that pond, all the blue lotuses is just going to start popping up all over the place.
Well, both of you guys said that the pond, it doesn't matter the size of the pond. So...
Don't get me wrong.
We don't have that
in the equation, so we can't use
right,
it.
Right. And that's why I think that the amount of lotus flowers that fill the pond is based on the scribe. So when he dies, then it's filled, or it's filled as far as it needs to be for what he came to this place to do, or something on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
So,
just to challenge you, Stacey, I'm going to say this. Why he got to die? I'm kind of like the last caller. Why he can't just be enlightened? Why he can't just graduate? Why he got to die? Why he got to make his transition?
Well, I got the idea from when Siba Harur came on the last time. That first one, as far as graduating, wasn't the right answer. So I'm just thinking a little deeper on it just to see, you know, if there is some other answer. And that kind of makes sense, too, you know, I think.
Yes, it does.
So,
this is really a challenging one. I know
the
Book of Kemet, that was a challenging one. The Sphinx. We don't even – if people were about to throw blows over the Sphinx.
I didn't hear the whole thing.
Ooh, that Sphinx one. That started on Facebook and moved.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I think right now.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that again. We're going to keep going and see what else we get. All right. Thanks, Stacey. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 510?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello. Okay. Oh, yeah. See, I called in earlier, so I don't know how I got back on, but kind of going into further detail what I said earlier. I mean, it doesn't matter if the scribe skipped school, was late for school, went to school with a bandana and some flip-flops on. You know what I mean? I mean, all that could be a question. So,
right.
The whole point is we in a third dimensional level anyway, so the lotus flower is not even there. It's not even there. But if you want it to be there, the fact that the question is posed, once the question is posed, now it becomes a matter of time. So whenever the scribe realizes that the pond was always filled with the fucking lotus flowers. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just kind of going into a little bit more detail. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's Harry Potter. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's it. Just to kind of like, you know, elaborate on that a little bit.
Yes.
Hello?
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that elaboration. We needed that, I'm sure. And we're just going to keep, you know, I want you guys to ponder that. We still have until next week, Sunday, when Siba Haru comes on. He's going to give us the answer, and then we'll be able to. I cannot look in the chat room. But then we're going to be able to ponder that, and we'll be able to kind of answer the question, you know, kind of get into the question a little bit more and really kind of see the answer. Now, no doubt there is an answer. So people are asking me to read the question again. So while I have you on the line, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the question again. So here we go. This is the riddle. So for those of you guys who are joining us, this is the riddle. And after this, we're going to move on to some other stuff, some real hilarious stuff. And I want you guys' take on it. We're going to talk about it a little bit. But let me read the riddle one more time, and then I want you guys to hold that thought. You can hit me up on my Facebook page, on the Remix family page. You can tweet me. Tell me your answer so by next week we can be good and charged up. But here we go. This is the riddle. A comedic scribe. We're talking about a scribe. A scribe was on his way to the Per-Unc. For those of you who don't know what the Per-Unc is, it's like a university that scribes go to. So school, university. So he was on his way to the Per-Unc. And on his way to the Per-Unc, he passed a pond. And the first day that he passed the pond, there was one blue lotus flower in the pond floating around just beautifully. If you've ever seen a lotus flower, you know how beautiful it is. And so on the second day, he was on his way to the Per-Unc, and he passed by the pond, and in the pond there were two lovely blue lotus flowers in the pond. This is on the second day. Now, on the third day, the scribe passed by the pond on his way to the Per-Unc, and there were four beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I said floating around because, of course, if the lotus is there, it's not going to be just, yes, you know what I mean. Come on, MC Speech. Yes, they have stems, and I know they grow out of the mud and all of that, but just kind of bear with me. So anyway, they're still floating. They're in the water. Okay. So anyway, on the fourth, you messed me up, on the third day, on the third day, when the scribe was going to the Per-Unc and he walked by the pond, he seen four lotus flowers there, blue lotus flowers, okay? So on the fourth day, now this is the fourth day, he's on his way to the Per-Unc. He passes by the pond. He looks. There is eight blue lotus flowers in the pond. Here's the riddle. The riddle is, what day will the pond be filled with the blue lotus flowers? What day? That's the riddle. right there. That's all you have to work with. So if you're just joining us and you're wondering, how big is the pond? How many days he got to go to school? We don't know them. We don't know that equation. We don't know it. How long the flower's been growing, we don't know any of that. We're working with what we're working with. And so that is the answer. So, there we go. All right. I hear you, Supreme, every day. Griffin. 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 Esther, see, this is why you can't look in the chat room. See, if you guys are on the phone, I implore you, I just stress to you to get in the chat room because it's a whole nother experience going on over there. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, that's where we are. Everybody called in. They've shared their answers, and I think it is great. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Le Blue, I'm not a country girl. I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm not a country girl. Nothing's wrong with the country, though. I love the country. All right, you guys. So there you go. You have the riddle. So now you have the riddle. We're going to get the answer. I have one lifeline left. So somewhere during the middle of the week, what I'm going to do, somewhere during the middle of the week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to check, and I'm going to check my Facebook, I'm going to check Twitter, I'm going to check, and I'm going to see what some of the answers we have, and I'm going to use that as one of our lifelines, and then we'll see what we can do. So you guys have it, then we're going to be able to do that as well. So now we have Prophet Andre on the line. Let's see what he has to say. I'm sure he has some wise words for us this evening.
Hey, Mama Blue, how you doing?
I'm all right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay. All right. So today I'm through. Hold on. Let me go get my headphones because I might get that call.
Okay. He's going to get his headphones because he might have an echo. By the way, till he comes back, this is the question I want to ask anybody. Did you guys hear about the cow that flew on the farmer's roof and they took a picture of it? A neighbor seen the cow fly 8 stories high on a roof. Did y'all hear about that? But anyway, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. So the first two days it was four at the third day.
No. See, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. Let me give it to you right. We don't want to confuse the people. Okay. On the All first right. day All there was one lotus. On the right. second day I'm sorry, I can't look in the chat room. You know how they are. On the second day there were 2 blue lotus flowers. And then on the third day, there were 4 blue lotus flowers, and on the fourth day, there were 8 blue lotus right. flowers. So the question okay. is, what okay. day will the pond be filled with lotus flowers?
So that means on the fifth day, it had to be half of the pond, and on the sixth day, like man, that's when it was complete because it doubled in size.
So you're going to go with the sixth day or the seventh day?
The sixth day. It's something unique in that six because you can flip it around and make it 9. And, you know, it could. Yeah. I'll go with the sixth.
Okay. Well, I'll put that down, and we're going to kind of go with that. We're kind of taking this next Sunday. Siba Haru is coming to give us the answers. We've had a lot of answers that go around flying around. Yeah, I'm talking about that. But go around, so yes, that's going to work. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Oh, I thank you for being here.
All right. So.
And I want to tell you, if nobody, I appreciate your work you do. It really takes a bunch of will within itself to get there. Like the brother was saying, he was dropping some heavy signs too.
Yes, yes, he's a deep brother, just like all of y'all brothers out there. So, yes, so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Keep listening. All right, so we got some more answers there, which is great. But, yes, I was searching. Let me tell you guys, y'all think I'm making this up, and I'm not. I want to switch gears here really quick. And if you guys want to still talk about the riddle, we can do that throughout the rest of the show. But I was online and I was searching. I don't even know what I was searching for. And I came across this article and it was about this cow. It was a black cow and he had flew 8 stories high on top of the roof of this house. Now, there was a couple of neighbors or one of the neighbors that was outside. They took a picture of it. So they called all these people and said, check this out. Your cow is on top of your roof. Now, they said had this neighbor not had a picture, they would not have believed it. Yes, that Hathor, that Heteru energy. This cow, this is seriously some deep stuff. When I looked at this and I seen the cow and the cow was black, I said, things to make you go, you know, because everything that we do has a lot to do with symbolism. So the fact that the cow flew 8 stories and got, and the number 8 being that sign of feminine energy, and when you lay it on its side, it is that sign of infinity, and then the cow being black, and then, of course, you know, it being the cow sort of representing sort of that feminine energy, I said, wow. This is a sign for me, you see? Yes, Griffin, the black heifer. The black heifer flew 8 stories high on a roof. Very powerful. But I was just curious if anyone had seen anything about that or had read anything about that. And, you know, they all are still in awe trying to figure out how the heck did this huge cow get 8 stories high on top of this building. And the farmer that lived a couple of doors down, it happened in somewhere in a foreign country, UK, somewhere over there. You can Google it. I'm sure it'll come up. And said, how did this happen? You know, she said the neighbor was there and was looking like, okay, this is insane because I see this cow just flying in the air up on top. You see? So some real interesting energy, some real interesting stuff, some real interesting things coming on. So now let's talk about some of those things that's here to come on the remix. On the 29th, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be back in the house. She's going to be in the remix, and we're going to do, you know, get a little bit of sexual healing. She's going to be coming on. Always love to have the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's going to be coming on, and I spoke with her today. So it's going to be an amazing share, as always. Next Sunday night, we will have Siba Haru. He's going to be back in the house, and he's going to be dropping some serious comedic knowledge for us, as he always does in wisdom. That's going to be a great share as well. Also, you know, tonight I had a really amazing conversation with Brother Bobby Hemet tonight, and I just laughed. I don't even want to tell y'all, but he told me this story about him in a dancing contest. So the next time he comes on the show, you guys have got to ask him to tell that story. I laughed till tears just ran out of my eyes. Oh, wow. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. Oh, Bobby, yes, yes. Bobby is something else. So, yes, but amazing conversation had with him as well. And also, just to let you guys know, because I was sharing with him, and I don't know, I know I spoke to a lot of amazing people, like over the course of this week, last week, or whatever. Some of them, hint, hint, I hope will be calling in. But, of course, I always speak with Sister Manya. We always have amazing conversations, lots of things going on. I had a chance to chat with Brother Panic earlier this week. Always amazing stuff going on, fun stuff with him as well, too. And I don't even want to think about it. But let me see. Oh, and I spoke with Sister Rainwater as well, too. We were talking as well, too. By the way, if you guys do not have, and this is for everybody, your mirror from Brother Bobby, you should get it. I had my mirror, and I've been working with it. Amazing. Amazing way to get in and to do scrying if you're interested in scrying. I know a lot of you, when we talk about in the sessions, you guys want to scry. You want to get into that. This is an excellent way to get in with the mirror that's already been charged. It's charged with, of course, the energy of Brother Bobby. And very powerful. It's been very powerful for me, really helping me to tap into different areas, do things a little bit different, and being able to do that. So I encourage you guys, as well as get the last lecture he did, the one in New York with Brother Shabazz. You definitely want to be able to get that, 646-357. Let me put it in the chat room. Let me give you his number. Brother Bobby's number is 678-358-1055. Yes. For Brother Bobby, definitely you want to make sure that you reach out and do that. You can always, someone is asking, can you use a regular mirror? You can always use anything. I mean, if that be the case, you can just use your mind. You can. But these tools that we have really make it easier to get in. They are things that have been tried and done. And also, they have been set up, and the energy has been put in by those that we know as well. So, you know, if that be the case. You can use scrying, of course. You can make your own mirrors. You can always do that. But I think definitely someone like Brother Bobby Hemmett, the way the Spirit gave him the mirror and put this together, put these things around him, is definitely makes it much, much more powerful as well. So definitely you can reach out to him. If you didn't get the last lecture in New York, you need to get that lecture. It is off the chain. A lot of great information there. 678-358-1055, Brother Bobby. And anything that you can possibly think about that we've talked about, you want to know more about, ask him, because he's done a lecture on it probably many, many years ago as well. And also for those of you, I know some of you have asked me, you wanted to get the dream amps from Sister Rainwater. She is doing those amps as fast as she can. You can reach out to her. Somebody I know in the chat room, you can definitely put the link up in the room, and we can do that. And then always, you guys, letting me know all of the amazing things that you're doing, getting the books, the out-of-print books from Brother Brother Panic, getting the Panic Packs. I know you guys are loving the Panic Pack. The Panic Pack is sort of rehabilitation for some of you, and I recommend it. So you're doing something more for your spiritual advancement than messing around with some of those other things. And doing that as well, too. So, you know, you guys can always reach out to Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. Reach out to Brother Panic as well, too. And then, of course, what I want to tell you guys is thank you to each and every one of you that downloaded the Remix app. Yes, thank you, Esther, for putting up Sister Rainwater's Etsy page. So you guys get that. If you're listening to the show, whether it's archives and you want to know how to reach her, her email address is, I'll play the audio. I'll play her commercial for you so you can have that, or you can actually email me. So thank you guys so much, all of you who have downloaded the Remix app. And so hundreds of you from all over the world have downloaded it, hundreds and hundreds of you. And it's a great app. I'm glad that it's useful to you guys and that you have it. Most of you also know that I have the Dream Journal app as well. Now, the Dream Journal app, thank you to everyone who's downloading that, and I'm answering those dreams. One of the things that I'm doing for those of you who have actually downloaded the Dream app, and if you want to know how to get these, you just go to the Android market on your phone, and you can either type in the Remix with Miss Blue, or you can type in Dream Journal from Blue, Miss Blue, and you will see the Remix logo come up, and you will see also the Blue Book come up, either one of those. You can have them on your phone. Yes, and the iPhone is on its way. We're working on that iPhone. We're working on getting it for iPhone as well as Blackberries. We're working on it. So it's to come. It is to come. So that is, you can actually get the Dream Journal. If you download the Dream Journal, what I will do for you in the Dream Journal, I think it's so cool because what happens with the Dream Journal is you can actually just talk your dreams. So instead of, you know, you may be in the rush and you may be trying to just get up and you just want to just say, gosh, I got this dream. I'm on my way to work or I'm on my way out the door and I want to do it. All you have to do is speak it. You speak it and it will text it. And it does an excellent job. And two things you can do. You can actually send that dream to yourself. You can save it. It will save right there to your phone for you. Or you can share your dream with me. If you share your dream with me, what I will do is send you some tips back on how to help you decode that dream so that it is authentic to you. And so for those of you who have been sending in your dreams, I'm working fast because a lot of you are downloading that app and I'm getting to those dreams and I'm going to be sending you back little tips and telling you on the dreams. I think your dreams are fascinating. I think they are amazing. And it will just put in, yes, it will spell it correctly too. Rich, it will. So does it translate to text? Yes, it translates to text. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. It'll translate it. So you mean if you speak another language, I'm sure that that can be done too. But you just go in there and you just put it in there. Save your dreams. Dreams are important. The Dream Journal app is an amazing way for you to have this. So I have that app out there for those of you who want to download it. If you don't have an Android phone, let me know because the brother Mark, who actually does these apps, has... He is amazing, and he also can hook you up with a great cell phone, an Android phone, Apple phone, any kind of phone that you want, and give it to you at a really, really discount price. I don't know who's calling me on this number, but obviously. If you don't have an Android phone, you will need to get an Android phone to get it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't have an Android phone, do you have an Apple phone? Because that's coming. If you have a BlackBerry, that's coming. So those things are coming. They're in the process. They're in the making. And trust me, Miss Blue is working really hard to get them done. Now, I'm going to ask for Brother I to call in. Hopefully he will call in. Because I want to talk to you guys about something. And I'm just so happy I have somebody that can share this experience with me. And maybe if you're listening on the line, you can share this experience too. How many people have ever been to the Garden of the Gods? If you have, put a one in the chat room or put a heart. If you've been to the Garden of the Gods. All right. All right. Beautiful. I want you guys to call in. If you've been to the Garden of the Gods, I want you to call in because I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the Garden of the Gods. No, this isn't a riddle. This isn't a riddle. This is a share. This is a share. So, all right, Rich, you've been to the Garden of the Gods. Who else have been to the Garden of the Gods? Looks like a couple of you. So, what I'm going to do... Oh, wow. Wow, you guys are amazing. Let me go to the phone lines now. Oh, I see a lot of people who have been to the Garden of the Gods. So I'm going to go. I believe this is Brother I on the phone. Let's see. Peace.
Peace, Miss Blue. It's I.
Peace. How are you?
Let me turn my computer down.
Let me go to the phone
line. Okay.
Oh, I almost said, who is that in the background?
That was you.
That was me. I was like, who is that woman back there? Why is she so loud? So, that's too funny. That's too funny. I know that you've had a recent experience in Colorado, And you had the opportunity while you were in Colorado, me and you conversed, and I said to you, for those of you who don't know, Brother I is, he works sort of with the Remix. He kind of works with me side by side as the creative team, and so he helps on those creative projects that I'm coming out with and all of these things, along with Sister Munya and quite a few other people. But so while he was in Colorado, I told him, I said, you know, you must stop by Garden of the Gods. And at first, well, I know you're on the line, so you can tell me. He was like, what's Garden of the Gods? I said, you don't know about Garden of the Gods? The Indians, the Native Americans, let me call them in their just term, the Native Americans consider this to be one of the most spiritual places on the planet. And yes, I just see now somebody in the chat room was asking where it is. Yes, it is located in
Colorado Springs.
Yes, it is in Colorado Springs. It is called Garden of the Gods. Now, when I went to Garden of the Gods, it was still controlled or ran by Native Americans, Indians. And I can tell you that for myself, I wasn't in the place that I was. Me either. MC Speechless, same thing. So I wasn't in the place that I am right now. But I knew that something about this place was different, very different. Colorado is a very unique place in itself. It is probably one of the few places, when we talk about here in America, that you can actually be standing somewhere and it be 80 degrees and look up at the mountain and see snow at the same time that you're burning up. So that happens. It also happens in Switzerland, but we're talking about here in the United States. And the cab driver who picked me up and took me, he was Native American, and he was just talking to me and telling me that absolutely I could not leave Colorado before I went to Garden of the Gods. And I tell you, when I say, if you are somewhere near Colorado, or you can get there, you can go to Garden of the Gods. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been there, but when I tell you, it is amazing. It is simply amazing. It is an amazing place to be. It's not far from Denver, so you can just drive, as most people do. I know I did. Just drive on in there. And you can actually go in to the Garden of the Gods there. And you can definitely go in there and feel the energy. Some of the wonders in the world, right in that small little place, place where it is, you're going to be able to see like three or four wonders of the world right there. Garden of the Gods being one. They had this, it's a stream or a river. Some of you guys who have been there, you will know this. It actually flows backwards. So it's a river or a stream that flows up the side of a mountain as opposed to going down. And it's right there in Garden of the Gods. You can see that there. But I wanted Brother I to kind of tell you his experience. And if you have an experience of being in Garden of the Gods, I would love for you to come on and tell that, yes, it is like a vortex. Exactly. It is a portal there. I'm going to tell you, when I was in Garden of the Gods, oh, I'm just getting chills just thinking about it. I went on the tour. The Native Americans were still there, and they would do their dances. They would have their powwows there. You could actually stay the night. You can go camping, all of this stuff. And they were in the center doing their dance. I called it sort of a friend of mine's, one of my coworkers called it the Walls of Jericho coming down dance. And they would have their drums. Google this online so you can see the pictures. I know Brother I has pictures on his Facebook from when he was there. But that energy, when I say did something to me that shook me, changed me for the rest of my life, it did. It really, really did. And yes, there are more than one Garden of the Gods. There is. The Native American Indians considered this to be one of the most powerful places. Lots of the shamans were there. I didn't even know what these folks were. I just thought they were Native American Indian. I have that in my bloodline, you know. So I, you know, they pulled me up, and they would come out in the audience sometimes and put different feathers on you and tell you to come dance with them. And so two of the women came and got me and had me, and I danced with them in the middle of that. And I'll tell you that that changed me. It really did change me. I still was not where I was today, but that was really, it was some real, when you say you want to have those real mystical experiences, if you can get to Garden of the Gods, you will feel the energy as you come close to it. You will feel it. You will really, 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 really feel it. That energy that is there, they consider that to be one of the most sacred grounds there. 3,000, 4,000 years ago, Native Americans were there at that particular spot. When I was pregnant at the time, carrying my daughter, literally, if there's any women who have lived in Colorado, I'm going to tell you guys something. And me and Brother I, we kind of laughed about this. When I first got to Colorado, I was sick at the beginning when I first got there. Because you got to remember, you're almost 10,000 feet above sea level. And I don't know how many of you have been above sea level, but that's some drastic energy to put on your body. And I was coming from sort of being in the Carolinas, North Carolina. So I actually went from 10,000 feet below sea level to 10,000 feet above sea level. And I promise you, not to get too graphic, but when I got off the plane, I literally felt like if I opened my legs too far, my uterus would fall out. Boop. I literally felt like my uterus was going to fall out. And I kept saying, what is this? Why do I feel like my uterus is about to leave me? So this, it was really, really, it was really challenging to say the least. But when I went on a trip, I went with a couple of my coworkers, and we actually took a trip down to Garden of the Gods. And because this cab driver just kept going on and on and on and on and on about this place, I went there, and I'm telling you, from the moment I started to go up there, I equate it to Denzel Washington in that movie. What's the name of the movie? Time is on your side. What is it called?
Fallen.
Denzel Washington's movie, Fallen. When he says, the minute he walked around that inside that house, he knew that his life would be forever changed. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he knew that his life would never be the same. And that's the thing I felt once I walked into Garden of the Gods. And then from that chance, anytime I could drive up there, anytime I could get into that place, I would actually go into Garden of the Gods, because it just gave me sort of, I mean, just even me and Brother I talking and getting the pictures, just looking at it again, just really just surged me. So I say that to say, I know there's a lot of places we can travel, a lot of places we can go, but some of us, because sometimes we, you know, think about those things going on in some of the warmer states, Garden of the Gods, that is the place. Now, what's interesting enough, it has changed a lot since I've been there. When I was there, the Native Americans really ran that, and that was sort of their place. They had gift shops and everything there. Now, it has since been taken over. I think I read somewhere since 19, I want to say, what did they say, 80?
78?
1978 or 89, it was taken over by the state of Colorado. When I had the opportunity to go by there, it was actually still ran by Native Americans. And not that that changes it. It changes it a little different. But when I was there, the Native Americans were there. They would have their big powwow. And I guess just recently, I guess just recently, what happened is that they have allowed them to come back in and do their powwow. Now, how the state ended up taking this back over is because they said that people were complaining about the drumming. And, you know, me and Brother I laughed about that. I said they were complaining about the drumming. No, that energy. Because when you get in there, you know how you hear something and it echoes? You know how sometimes they tell you, you see that in cartoons when they echo and they say, hello, 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 hello. It goes like that. That's how the Garden of the Gods is. That's how the Garden of the Gods is. So when they would be in there going, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
With the drums?
Oh, my goodness. You could be halfway to Denver and you could hear them. You could hear them. You could feel it, that energy, everything about it. So, Brother I, share your experience at Garden of the Gods.
Wow. Miss Blue. Thanks for turning me on to that, because it was an experience, just the journey to get there. We already went into that. But honestly, I stopped using my navigation and just was drawn to it. And you can feel the energy building as you get closer to it. And then when you get to it, I mean, don't rush, because you might fall out. Because I was just like, wow, wow. I mean, it was just like if you stepped outside your door right now and a volcano was just sitting in your front yard, it's hard to describe it because it's so powerful and you don't want to underestimate it trying to put it into words. But
it is.
Seeing it from, because the actual like visitor center is across the street, so you can go over there and sit up on like the balcony and eat and look over at these three mounds, and the entire place is made up of different mounds. I went inside and was like, okay, thinking that I was going to hit everything. I think I spent three hours at the first one before I knew it. I didn't even know. I looked at the watch and my clock and was like, it's 3 o'clock already? I lost track of all time and space because I went in there and found me a little nook and did some meditation and was just in my own world and just nothing else mattered. It drew me in. I didn't want to leave. I did not want to leave. I almost felt like I couldn't leave. I had to make myself leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very powerful place. And, you know, we were just kind of sharing some facts about Garden of the Gods and the one particularly that is in Colorado and that particular place. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I found this out just like recently, like a couple of years ago, just from a few of my friends that are Nuwabians, that Dr. Malachi Z. York is in prison there. Now that's interesting, of all the places they could send him in the world. He's in Colorado, right there, right near Garden of the Gods, right there. Yeah.
I'm putting the pictures up now. Some pictures.
Are you putting the pictures up now? Yes. So, I mean, just some real powerful energy. Yes. Esther, I was saying that so many people want me to do different things and said, Miss Blue, would you do this? Would you do that? Would you come here? And I was telling Brother the other day, I said, if I do anything, it would be something in the Garden of the Gods. Two places. I'll tell you two places I would think about going to: Sedona, because I've been there. In Arizona, that's another powerful place. I think a lot of that energy has been just, you know, we won't go there. But Sedona, I've been there as well, too. That's another place that definitely is a place to definitely feel that energy that I can say immediately when I was just, you can feel certain spots that I was drawn to, and then I found out later that these were some very, very sacred grounds. So we know sacred grounds are everywhere. So no matter what state you live in, no matter what country, what part of the world you live in, there is some sacred ground where you are. My space where I live is sacred because I'm here now. So don't miss what I'm saying, but I think you guys get what I mean. Like hundreds of thousands of years, this has been sort of that sacred spot. But yes, Garden of the Gods would be the place that I would like to do, if I would do something, because I've been there. I've been in the center, right in the core of this, where I was there with some of the Native Americans, and they were telling the story about how this particular spot was the portal to other worlds. And when you're there, you get that feeling. You really, really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. That's all I can say is that you can feel it.
You can feel it.
If you don't, you might be dead.
Yeah, if you don't feel it, something like Sweat say, something just ain't right.
I got some people in Denver. I'll contact them and find out when they'll have another powwow down there, because I know they'll know, because they're in that circle. And I'll let you know so you can post it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
It was an amazing time for me, and every chance I get, me and brother, I talk about it too. Back in the day, I used to work for Apple, and whenever I could shoot on down to Garden of the Gods, I would be right there. I would be right there, listening to them. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Oh yes, we could do it. We could do it. We could do it. So
I got to take more than one day to go through it. I couldn't do it in a day.
I told you,
there's like 11 different mounds.
Yes, you'll never get through it in one day. Never. And I was there at nighttime. You could see the stars. I mean, even the wind is different. Even the wind is different. But literally, sisters, I'm here to tell you, if you've never lived in a place, like I've lived in foreign places outside of America, where altitude played a role, but I have never been affected by altitude the way I was until the first time I actually went to Colorado. Literally, I felt like my uterus was going to fall out. Seriously, like I thought, close your legs, because if you don't, bloop, your uterus is going to fall out. But it was just showing that I was coming from 10,000 feet below sea level going to 10,000 feet above sea level. I mean, it was the wildest experience. I know. There you go. Mouth closed, legs open. I couldn't do that in Colorado because all the business would have been out. And I went to the doctor because I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on with my body. And he said, well, describe it. I said, literally, I feel like my uterus is trying to fall out. But this was my body trying to get grounded. So when we talk about those things of being grounded and how we are rooted to the earth, this is real. And if you want to test it, go to Colorado. You will test it. That altitude is going to hit you. I actually climbed halfway up Pikes Peak, too. Yes, I climbed.
Drink water. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Drink plenty of water so that you can get some oxygen in your bloodstream, because you might think that you're narcoleptic. You will just fall out because the air is thinner. That's why the Olympic team trains in Denver, because the air is thinner. It strengthens their lungs. But if you go up there just trying to run around, you will pass out. You'll pass
you sure
out.
Will.
My dad came to visit me once, and mid-sentence, he was snoring. I was like, I told him to drink water.
Yes, you do. You will know. You think you in shape talking about doing a little Zumba, doing a little yoga, stretching. When you get to Colorado...
you can get some serious meditation going on up there. Some serious meditation. Yoga, do you. do what you do, you function in on a different plane up there. I don't know if it's the mountains, but it had me going.
Seriously, I'm gonna tell you, it is something to that. I know the melanin children do better there, because I'm gonna tell y'all, when I was there, I was a little afraid, because it seems like every child I seen, and those of you who have been there, you'll be able to bear witness to this. I seen a lot of kids wearing helmets, and I didn't understand what the little helmets was about. And I kept saying, why are all these little kids got helmets on? And I'm not talking about helmets because they was riding bikes. I'm talking about helmets because they had some little things going on with them. They were primarily Anglo-Saxon children. So one day I asked one of the ladies who worked with me, and I said, well, what's the deal with the children and the helmets? And they said, well, they're birth defects. I'm just saying. Just saying, I didn't see that a lot for the melanin children. I'm just saying.
I can't look in the room.
I don't look in the chat room, please don't. I'm just saying. If you guys have been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. I notice a lot of them kids wear helmets, and I, at the time, like I said, I was carrying my daughter, baby Blue. And I was like, I'm just saying, I need to find out what the helmet is about. Does this got oxygen? And literally, for women who are with child, they do tell them that you're only allowed to go so far because of the altitude.
You notice on the back of the cake boxes, they tell you if you live in Denver, if you 10,000 feet, you might need to cook this differently. Stuff it vibrates on a different plane.
I'm gonna tell you, if you want to know energy, I tried to make some cornbread and tried to bake a cake, and it came out like a sugar cookie. I'm just saying.
Read the back of the box. I promise you, it will say at 10,000 feet.
It'll tell you if you are 10,000 feet above, you got some different directions to live by. Mm-hmm. And so that being said, if you in Colorado, you got different rules to live by. Even when you love making, it's some different rules.
rules.
I'm just saying, you got to do some different things.
Have some water by the bed.
I'm just saying, you got to do different things when you live there.
Learn how to breathe.
You're going to learn how to inhale and exhale very well. I'm just saying, if you get there and you find it difficult to focus, you know that oxygen is not moving around like you thought it was moving around, because it will cloud your judgment.
Yeah, and it's subtle. It's so subtle. It's not like, especially if you don't know what you're jumping into, because when you step off that plane and that plane decompresses, you step out there, you from down south somewhere with that thick humidity that you just walk outside and your hair falls flat, you go to Denver, you're going to be like, what's wrong with me? Do I have asthma? I'm like breathing three times just to get one breath. It's different. So be careful.
It's a whole nother world. I'm just trying to tell you. Just kind of brace yourself a little bit and put your helmet on. Because you See, Carly Mar is saying that's true. I'm telling you, until you have experienced it, y'all, sisters, I don't know if you know what it feels like to have your uterus about to drop out your body, but that's what it felt like. I was walking in the mall one day, and I had to brace myself, sit down, and cross my legs, because I said, oops, did I lose my uterus? Because it's just coming out.
No, have you all ever heard of the Rocky Mountain High?
Yes, that's where it comes
really don't
from.
Need no extra pair paraphernalia.
Everything is intensified. So they even tell you the first time you drink wine. Like I used to belong to, I know, it sounds crazy, a ski club. And they would tell you, if you have never had any wine or alcoholic beverage, don't drink and ski. It's a dangerous combination. It's a dangerous combination. And I'm telling you, I'm not a drinker like that anyway. I took a sip and you might as well have given me a gallon because that's the effect that it had.
Everything is intensified. Smell.
Everything
if you
is
light
intense.
An incense, it may smoke you out. The dullest incense that you can find, old and crusty, it will, your senses are intensified because, I don't know, maybe there ain't no moisture in the air, but it's another world up in the mountains. And like you said, 100 degrees in Denver or Boulder, you drive an hour up into the mountains and it's snow.
It's snow.
Right
now. It'll freak you out to look up in the sky, see snow, but you sweating.
If you want to cool off, just drive up there. I mean, it was 98 degrees when I was there, but you drive up into the mountains, there's snow.
It's snow.
It's beautiful, breathtaking.
It is breathtaking, and like I said, Garden of the Gods. I want to drive that point home. Very powerful place to go. And also, I want to ask my New York people, because I had a lot of friends that travel, and y'all get this, they're not even really conscious, but they went to New York to go see The Seed of a Woman. I think that's what it's called. How many people in New York went to go see that? And this, they brought a lot of things from ancient Kemet, women all over the world, to go see that. It was in New York. I think it's still on tour in New York. So Seed of a Woman, something like that. Somebody Google it while we go to the phone line. Maybe we have somebody from Colorado that's there. That's on the line. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Almost Him, and I'm calling from 5 miles away from Garden of the Gods right now.
Ah, that's what's up.
Yeah, and all y'all say is true. The listeners need to be very aware of the change once you come to Colorado versus anywhere else in the United States.
Thank you. Now, let me just go ahead and put this out there. I want to ask you this first. Do they still have a lot of those kids, those Anglo-Saxon kids, with those helmets on?
No, I don't see too many helmets anymore. I work with kids, and I can confirm that too. A lot of the Caucasians up here, they have deformities. You know, it's like, especially the kids. Like, I have kids that have, I don't know how to really explain it, but like they'll have one normal eye, and the other will either be another color, or it'll be like kind of goatish, calvish, something like that. Yeah, but the kids, the little black kids, you know, we like superhuman up here.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the altitude. And we float and everything. You know, we're not afraid to swim, and you know, it's just different. The energy, you can actually feel it and see it.
It is different. I'm telling you. I'm so glad you called in. And have you been to Garden of the Gods?
Oh, I go all the time. All the time. It's fun. It's not like you guys said when it was controlled by the Indians. It's more of a tourist location. So, you know,
right.
You've got random tourists snapping pictures and stuff, and they're not really sure what they're feeling or saying. But it's, you know, it's a lot more quiet now, so not as much drums. They moved the drums to Manitou, and they call Manitou the epicenter of evil of the world.
Yes. Wait, stop right there, because I was telling Brother I couldn't think of the city. I told him, I said, there is a city. Now, I'm going to explain it. Now, this is some old school explaining, so you kind of bring us up to date. Okay, so you have Garden of the Gods, you have the city there. There's a city adjacent to it, and they will tell you, when it gets dark, don't get caught in that city.
Yeah, you gotta be gone.
Name of it.
Yep, let's ride. You got to get out. Don't stay. People change at night. They look different. They don't even look like normal people no more.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They say that
this city then, now you got to remember, I wasn't conscious then, so I was trying to get out that city at night. But they was telling you that in that city, what happens, like a lot of people like to go there because they had a lot of native pottery there. Like you could find a lot of pottery, a lot of, you know, arts and crafts, a lot of little things. So I wanted to go. So we were with some coworkers and they was like, oh, no, Blue. We can't go there because it's almost dark. And I said, but why not? And they said, because what happens at night? That there have been stories of people who have either driven through there and stopped and never been seen again, or they say it's the city where the vampires live. Like they are literally vampires and they come out at night. You can literally see them.
Did you say Manitou?
Vampires, witches, Manitou Springs.
Manitou, that's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's real.
I told you.
I told you. I know that's one of the places you was at when you had your little thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. You better be glad it wasn't dark and you wasn't there too long.
I'm telling you. Yeah, if you're not ready for that.
No. Let me take that back. You would have had fun at night. Matter of fact, we might have been on the phone while you were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish I would have known. I would have stayed. They were trying to give me the stay. The chills got me out of there.
Manitou.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the city. I would love to go back there now and be there at nighttime in Manitou and see what really goes down because so many people were so scared. I was like, come on, y'all. They was like, oh, no, it's 6 o'clock. We not going. And they tell you during Halloween, he'll tell you, Halloween, don't you go near that city.
Yeah.
It is the only place in Colorado where you will not see anything of a church. They ain't got nothing up there. So all y'all really want to get down with the dark.
That's true. Yeah,
that's the place to be. That's the place.
Woods and there's just sites, you know, like a, not like a campsite, but like a ritual site. That's what their church is like.
What the fuck? That's fucking me.
Yes. I told you it existed.
If you want to get there, you got to go out that back exit towards Interstate 24. That's where I was going when all of the lights turned green.
Uh-huh.
At the same time.
Really want to get down with some real occult stuff? Gone into Manitou. Because in Manitou, what happens is, I tell y'all, I just remember this from people, and I really, something was just calling me. See, I should have known I was special then. Something was just calling me to go in that city, and I would drive around there, and people would be calling me, please get out of there. It's getting ready to get dark. You can't be there. I'm like, well, what's going to happen?
Like everything else, see, they're trying to get you out because they know that if you get in and you get a piece of that, you get a feel of that energy and everything, it's gonna change you. And, you know, you won't be the same.
It's some real interesting things around that whole little area there, from Garden of the Gods to that particular place, and then just keep going on up. It's just all kinds of stuff there. But yeah, they have some, I mean, the people are very friendly in the daytime. They're just, you know, you can tell they're different kind of folks, you know? You can tell.
I was talking to them.
Yeah, you can tell they are different.
With them.
Yeah, I think now my energy could vibe with them. Back then, I probably would have been trying to hold up, you know, I don't know, a cross or some you know, I'd have been trying to say something else to them. But they can't do nothing now. But it's just interesting that, you know, you see how your life, I talk about this in all of the sessions, that your life set markers for you. And then later you go back. And so when people tell me, oh, you know, Miss Blue, I'm new. No, you're not. Because the more you get into this, the more you'll begin to remember. And you're going to see little markers where things have been sort of kind of peaking certain things in your interests. you know, in different areas, whether you've come abrush with it or whether you've come face to face, kind of like Garden of the Gods, that particular area. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you for calling in. We're going to have to keep in touch with you. You right up the
Absolutely.
Street from Garden of the Gods. I know you got the got that fire.
Absolutely. I'm trying to keep it burning. I appreciate
yes.
it. Thank
you. Yes. Peace and love to you. I told y'all those little kids be wearing helmets. See, y'all thought I was I told y'all something, I don't know. I don't know. I told y'all about those helmets. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 630. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 630?
They might be from Manitou.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi. I was just calling in from Chicago.
Okay. From where?
Chicago.
Okay. Greetings to you.
I was calling in because I just want to discuss a dream I had.
Okay. Are you in the chat room by chance?
No, I'm not.
Oh, and so what made you want to call in and discuss your dream?
I had a dream that I was in Jamaica. I'm originally from Jamaica. And I was there, like, on vacation with family. And I was walking down the road, and a group of guys were up ahead of us, and one of them picked my pocket. So I chased them down, and I got my wallet back, and then I was talking to him again and asked him why he picked my pocket, and he made a comment like he just picked my pocket to teach me a lesson. So I got my wallet back, and I took it and put it back in the exact same pocket that he took it from. And then a split second later, someone else walked by and picked my pocket again, and I chased that person down. And at the same time I was chasing that person down, there was a police officer that showed up and stopped the whole altercation and got my wallet back. And then the supervisor of the police department showed up and started to try to figure out why I kept getting robbed over and over again. And that's when I woke up. And I was just trying to wonder,
mm-hmm.
what did that dream mean?
Okay. All right. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kevin.
Kevin?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you first, let me say, Kevin, for you calling in and sharing sort of your dream with us about that. We were kind of on some other stuff, but that's fine. That's fine. We can talk about dreams tonight as well. Now, when it comes to dreams, and I'm sure you've heard this on the remix before, that's how you'll know how to call in. We always, and myself, I always encourage you to kind of look at the dream, to really sort of kind of try to connect the dream and see what you think it means to you, because you're the best person always to interpret your dreams. And, you know, first, I always would like for you to start there. Level one of the dream is to try to see, what did you come up with when you woke up that morning and you got to thinking, wow, the police and, you know, somebody just keeps taking my wallet. What could this possibly mean? What was the first thing that came to you?
Well, to me, it told me that there were, I would say, forces on my side trying to teach me how to hold on to wealth, I guess.
Okay.
But I keep putting myself in danger of losing it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's definitely going to be it. Now, if you want to ask me, Miss Blue, because I do sort of a little different interpretation of when I do dreams, and I kind of help you to decipher dreams. Really, I work with your particular energy, and I can give you some tips on some different areas in your life to think about, to begin to look at as it relates to you, sort of on an authentic blueprint level. So if you're open to hear that, I can share some things with you that you can begin to take a look at.
Yes, I'm open.
Okay. So here's the first thing, Kevin, I want you to think about. When it comes to finances, you may not be perfect, but you're actually pretty good with it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. When it comes to finances, I want you to think about this, because the wallet was actually someone else was taking your wallet. And a wallet is something that is associated with you on a personal level. Just like if this somebody else was telling this dream and they were a woman and they were talking about their purse, that's sort of one of their most prized possessions, you see. So
yeah,
when we
okay.
look at this symbolism in the dream, we're going to begin to, I'm going to take a look. And when I get into your energy, the number one thing that comes up, and I want you to take a look at this, is that wallet is symbolizing your sexuality.
Okay.
And this is something that definitely you have had a couple of, I don't want to say issues with, but just in this particular area, some challenges in this particular area, correct?
Correct.
Right. And so when you begin to look at this dream, I want you to think of it this way. So the role of the police officer, thinking about the police officer is there to protect you. So you can look at that as also being sort of your higher self. So it's this struggle. It's sort of this inner battle within yourself that's kind of going on. And so here's some things that you can begin to do as you continue to work with your dreams and continue to work forward on really deciphering this for yourself. It's really getting into the energy of Kevin and really
okay.
sort of kind of releasing all of those expectations that you have for yourself, especially when it comes in that particular area of sexuality, and just allowing yourself to be that amazing, wonderful brother that you are, that needs no explanation, that needs no protection, that needs to not make a decision one way or the other, that you are Kevin and you are free to be that, and really just own your power there. So the dream is there to tell you that, your prized possession, working with you to work on an internal level and really kind of sort those things out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, and something else you can do, Kevin, I don't know if you have an Android phone, but I actually have a Dream app where you can actually download the Dream app to your phone. And when you have these dreams, because dreams are so important, they help us. They help us from things of the past, they help us be in the present, and they help us move forward to the future. You can actually speak your dream into the phone, and it will text it out for you, save it in a document. You can save your dreams, and you can also send your dreams to me. And just like I gave you some tips here of some things that you can begin to look at within your dreams, you can actually use those tips too. And you can send me your dreams and I'll send you back some tips and we can kind of work through it. So just know that that's what the dream was telling you. You can begin to own your power and you can begin to move forward. So you have the protection of your higher self. You have the protection of yourself and you can just stand true in who you are.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Bye.
Dreams are so important, you guys. So wonderful and important. And they're very unique to each and every one of us. So peace and love to Kevin for calling in and sharing that dream as we continue right here live in the remix, doing it as we always do, you guys, having so much fun chatting and chilling. Love the Colorado stories. Love the, what else did we talk about tonight? We didn't talk about a whole bunch of stuff. The cow flying on the roof, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of stuff. All right, so we're going to move on. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, you got me on line?
Yes, yes, okay, who's on
I'm
the
sorry.
Line?
I'm sorry, this is Frost. I'm from Philly.
Okay,
and this is
greetings.
The first time. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I'm doing good. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I hear you talking about dreams and stuff. Is that what's going on?
Somebody asked me a question about a dream, so yes, I did answer it. If you have your computer speakers on, can you turn them down for me?
I don't have my computer speaker on, but can you hear? Am I still too loud?
No, you're coming in loud and clear. We can hear you loud. Let me ask you a question. Are you in the chat room by chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell you about my dream?
You sure can.
All right. So this is crazy, right? I always have these dreams where I'm in these elevators, and I go to this city, and the elevator got like 250 floors. And every floor, right, every floor is like a different part of the city. So it's kind of like if you was to drive somewhere, but it's kind of like you just hit a button on the floor and then all of a sudden you're somewhere. You're in a hood, you know what I mean? You or you're in downtown or anywhere. Everywhere I touch a button somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the funny thing is I can never find my way back home. I forget which floor I got to hit to go back home. I forget. You know what I'm saying? And no, this is before Inception came out. This is like 3 years ago. But okay. Every time I forget. But the funny thing is I'm not scared. I don't know how the hell I'm going to get home. But on one hand, I'm kind of nervous because I'm kind of like, all right, you know, damn, I could never make it home. But then on the other hand, I'm kind of like, this might be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a new world I've never been in. And, for some reason, it's kind of, I don't know. Can you tell me, like, what that is? What that, you know?
Yeah, I can definitely share with you. And just like the caller before, what was your name again?
Frost.
Charles?
No, Frost. Like cold, Frost.
Oh,
like
Frost.
Like you're out in the cold. Yeah.
Oh, Frost. Okay, I like that, Frost. Like Frosty the Snowman. See? Sunflower put that in the room. That wasn't me. I was just repeating it. So.
No, I know. Somebody had mentioned something about Inception. This is before the movie came out. They stole my idea. But go ahead.
Okay. So now, here's a couple of things, because you said that about Inception. So let me ask you, what do you think the dream meant? And you tell me that, and then I'm going to give you sort of how I helped interpret dreams.
All right. This is kind of what I meant, what I thought. It kind of felt like I was lost when I had this dream. And it kind of felt like I was trying to find my way in the world. And at the time, in the moment in my life, I was thinking about making a big step. You know, I was, I was moving out of my mom's house. I was, you know, I got my own apartment. You know, I got this new job, and everything was changing. You know what I'm saying? So, the elevator thing, the whole thing with me kind of being scared but kind of being excited, kind of, you know, to me, I guess I was going into another world. And the thing is, I didn't know how to get back home. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what was bothering me. And it was kind of like, at some point, I'm going to want to go back. And I have no idea. And every time in a dream, I had this dream all the time. But every time in a dream, whenever I would get too overwhelmed with the fact that I couldn't go back home, that's when I would wake up.
Right. Okay. Well, I would say definitely you're dead on. There's many ways to interpret dreams, and this is why a lot of times I'll say, Brother Panic will say, and everyone will say that you are always the best person to interpret your dreams. I'm going to say for you, because how I do it in a very unique way is connecting with you on your blueprint level, connecting with you at that particular time. So you're right. I will agree with you. Here's some of the things that I pick up in your energy. Some of these things are still going on with you at this time. I'm going to actually put you on mute because I'm getting a lot of feedback there, just so you can hear what I say, and then I'm going to take you off so you can respond to it, okay?
All right, that's cool.
Okay. So here are some of the things that I did pick up for you, Frost, when taking a look at the dream, and really when I get in your energy, I don't feel it as much as I did as when this dream was occurring, but I still feel some of it. This has a lot to do with the ups and downs of your state of consciousness, your consciousness, like where you are with your particular consciousness going up and down. That has a lot to do with it. And you're right. You talked about it. You said at that particular time you were going through a lot of things, moving in and out of your mother's house, had a lot to do with different relationships that were going on in your life and also relationships at this particular time. It has a lot to do with habits. It has a lot to do with different patterns that are going on with you, because you tend to sometimes get yourself locked into a particular pattern. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes I'm so depressed, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, when they were saying that the world was going to end in 2000, and I was looking forward to it. I was like, yo, I really wish it would happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just get out of my car, and I just hope that I get, like, hit by a truck or something.
Well, let me tell you this, Frost. We don't want you to get hit, and definitely Miss Blue don't want you to get hit by a car or by anything. By that, but it is because you have a lot of energy when it comes to really sort of kind of connecting with those things, of being able to really connect with other places. It's sort of almost like someone calling you back home, if you can imagine that. You see what I mean? Somebody calling you back and constantly wanting to go back. This is what you're feeling at this particular time, and this is why the elevator is showing you sort of those different stages of consciousness and you trying to really kind of build yourself and come back home. A lot of things that I would suggest that you work with is those areas in the first chakra. Really kind of ground yourself in the things that you enjoy doing, that you like doing, because you don't really do those things as much anymore that you really, really enjoy and you like to do.
But you know what, though? This is the honest truth. And the funny thing is I'm doing everything that I love to do. And it's just kind of like I can't find enjoyment anymore. It's kind of like I lost all motivation. I do the, you know what I'm saying, I do music, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I do bad stuff. I was an alcoholic for a while. I just drank all the time. It came to a point where even drinking and messing with girls and all that just got so fucking boring. Nothing I could do felt good. Nothing. It was like you know, it was like in a state of numbness. It was just like everything I do that I used to enjoy meant nothing. It was no motivation for me to go on.
Right. But this also came as a result of a breakup of a relationship too, shortly after, correct?
Yeah, did I mention that or did you just pick that up?
I just picked that up. This is what I
do.
Wow.
Yeah. Bad on.
Yeah.
You ever see the movie Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro?
No, I've never seen that. But let me say this, that I know that this came as a result of a breakup of a relationship. And this is how this happened. What I definitely would like for you to do, because we have about 26 minutes, I really would love to work with you. If you have my email address, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, not the word 4, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And there's some more personal things that I would like to talk to you about. I don't want to really kind of put too much of it on the air. And plus, we don't have the time. But you are welcome to connect with me so that we can do some work and do some sessions. And I can show you how you can begin to get yourself back into that place of balance.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. So I'm going
to
be...
It's nice to meet you. I'll call you all the time and talk to you.
Okay, well, beautiful. I'd love to talk to you. Okay, Frost?
All right.
Peace.
All right.
So, very powerful there, and a message for all of us, but definitely that dream that he's having over and over again. There are some traumatic things that can happen to us in our particular lifetime that can take us to different stages that really can sort of shift our energy a little bit. And sometimes we just need to tweak ourselves. But the first thing is to do like the Brother Frost and begin to recognize that we do need help because we all need each other. We all need each other. So that was beautiful, a beautiful share. All right. So now we're going to go on to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 248. Brother, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay.
We still on sacred places.
Yes.
We might have went into a vortex. I'm telling you,
I know, right?
Ain't nothing to mess with. If you ain't serious,
yes,
you better be serious
not.
Going to Manitou. Be careful what
yes.
acid you go out of the garden. Wear your seatbelt.
All right. really. Calling in from area code 248, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Troy. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is 248. I can hear you. Can you? Do you have me? Do you have me on speaker?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it off, Miss Blue. This Troy, the guy that be dreaming about you all the time. I'm trying to get it off of here. I don't even
okay,
know how to
Troy.
Okay, I was just calling to say hi. I'm just happy to get through to the lines, but I can't figure out how to get my phone off the speaker now. I have an Android phone.
Oh, do you have the Android app?
No, I've been trying to get that. That's also another thing I was going to ask you. How can I sign up for that? Because, you know, I'm a comedian also.
Yes. Oh, you have
yeah,
to get
so
you
I can use that.
You can.
Yeah,
it,
been,
you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can actually. I'm bored. Are you in the chat room by chance, Troy?
Yes, I'm in the chat room, and I'm also looking at this moon crazy,
okay.
and my birthday coming up on the 15th, and I also have a reading coming up in August. I was going to ask you
okay.
about that, because
okay.
I deleted the message some kind of way, and
okay.
what do? I email you again?
Yes,
and, question
if you...
four.
Yes, if you email me again, then Sister Manya or myself, or Sister Manya, will make sure that you have your dates and everything there, so you can have all of that as well. But to get
okay,
the
I'm
answer,
looking forward to it.
Yes, all
I'm
you have to do.
I apologize. I have you on this speaker. I can't get you off, and I can't stop looking at the moon either. I'm outside right now.
Well, that's fine. The moon and blue is just a beautiful conversation, so it's all good. Well, thank you for calling in. If you want to get that Android app, all you have to do is go to the Android market and search for the remix with Miss Blue, and you'll see the blue the remix logo. And for the Dream app, all you have to do is definitely just search Dream Journal from Blue, and you'll see it there too, so you can download it, okay? And hopefully you get that phone off a speaker. Maybe it just needs to be on speaker right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
all
is.
Right.
I wish I could tell you about the Reaching Dream, but we'll get back to that. It had something to do with Burger King and that
okay.
honk a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So we'll just talk later. We'll just
okay.
talk later. So I was just calling to say I love you and I love everybody from the remake.
Okay.
And this is
yes.
Troy. This is Troy Coleman just giving everybody a shout out. Love y'all.
There
love
it
y'all.
Is. Peace and love.
Peace.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to continue on. Go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Greetings.
Okay. Greetings, sister. It's my first time calling you. And my name is Zakiya. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay.
And I did email you a couple of times about a reading, but basically what I got back was, well, it's a good thing, was the Blog Talk Radio link. I didn't get any, you know. So I said, well, maybe it's not the right time. But that's not why I'm even calling you.
Hold on one second, because I'm real sensitive, touchy-feely about that. So you emailed me and got a Blog Talk link back? Where did you email
yeah,
me
Yeah, which
at?
Is good, because then I get to know when the shows are coming up. But
yeah,
I emailed
but...
questionsforblue@gmail.com. So I just felt like, well, maybe it's just not the right time or something, you know, spiritually speaking.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we would have sent you a remix link back to the show. We just don't do that. Sometimes this is what I think happened, and I'll just say this. I think there's like another Blue or something out there, or somebody who might have got that email address, because usually when people tell, because Sister Manya is the sister I work with, and she's on that. That's like a 24/7 job for her. If somebody emails us, you're going to get what you need right back. She, matter of
well,
fact, that's
email you again.
Yes, do it again. Do it again. I just say that because I want to make sure. So question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, no S. Sometimes people put an S. There is no S. Not the word, but the number 4 at gmail.com.
Right.
And if you send that email there, you will definitely get it back. I promise you, because Sister Manya, she be on it. She on it.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, she'll get you squared up. Okay.
The reason I called, it's my first time calling, but I listen to you guys. This is like maybe my third or fourth month. But and I've been listening to Brother Panic, and I saw Bobby Hemmett years ago when he first started lecturing. Just to show you, I am not new to it, but I am new, in a sense, because there's a whole new movement going on since the last time I was, you know. But anyway, I noticed the other day when I went online, because you guys keep me company a lot, you know, and I went online and I found this other person who I won't mention his name, but he had like, and he was into metaphysics and so forth, but it's like a whole nother camp, if you know what I mean. And he was like railing against Brother Bobby about selling his stimulus cards and angel cards. And I was just like, he's making sense in reference to the metaphysics, but he keeps going into what other people are doing that he felt like they shouldn't be doing. And I just like, wow, it's like when you're dealing with religion and the Christians say that the Muslims are bad kind of a thing, and vice versa in some sense. So it was kind of like that, and I don't know whether it's just something that is new to this movement or it's always going to go on or what, but I just kind of felt a little strange about it. I'm like, wow, why is he railing against this man who did all this studying and, you know, and at the same time, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't even waste giving that no energy, you know. People get to be who they are. Everybody came back to do. This is something that I'll say. I certainly won't speak for Brother Bobby, Brother Panic, or anybody else, but I can speak for myself, and I know many, including those of us. When you're doing your work, you don't even have time to fool with that.
Right.
And that's the way everybody should handle it. If this is for you, then go for it. If it's not for you, you know, I'll quote Brother Panic on this. It didn't cost you nothing. It's free. Go
right.
Do what you need to do. You know, the time and energy, I don't even like to bring this in this cipher. We don't even.
Right.
This is like, this is some old remix stuff that people will start telling me, Ms. Blues, just hang up. We don't even want to do, because we have so much in our own lives that we have to deal with. When you can make a choice and you have your own free will, we're talking about intelligent people that can make their own choice.
Right.
Nobody needs anybody to speak for them. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You see, everybody is intelligent enough to make their own choices. Yeah,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's not even nothing worth it. You know, it's like, hey, that's what he came back to do. And if that's
right.
what it is, or she, whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
they, whoever. I know for me personally, I don't even have time to know what they're doing, because I'm so focused on what I got to do, what's for me,
right.
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, real quick, what can you pick up from me? Because maybe I'm not busy enough.
You said lately you're not busy enough?
I said maybe I'm not busy enough. Maybe.
Well, yeah, in a sense, I will say that you know, there are some issues that you're dealing with when it comes to trust. And not just in this situation, but in your own personal life, when it comes to trust and when it comes to betrayal. And so sometimes you can overanalyze things. And not just this situation. I want you to move past this and begin to look at it on a relationship issue. And really begin to process it in that way. And really begin to start to build that relationship with yourself, with you. Because the first person that you'll have to trust is going to be yourself before you can trust
right.
anyone else or anything else. And it's not that you've come to this place without just warrant. You understand what I'm saying? Some people get here and they get here by their own admission. But you're here because of these things of betrayal in the past. And so, you know, you're kind of guarded, and rightfully so. You do need to be guarded. But this is about you tapping into your own energy, really learning how to follow your heart and being comfortable on your square.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it seems like by now I should have that down pat, but...
Well, no, it's not one of those things that you get and then you get to sit down with it. It's not a badge that you get. You're going to be working on that, and all of us, to some degree, our whole lives here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have came back to do that. You understand? It's not a destination. It's about coming back, and it's about doing your work and doing and connecting with those things and those people that you feel connected with and that you can trust. But first, before you even begin to engage in that trust within yourself. For you, and I see this a lot, but for you, you have a lot of pink light. And so when I get in your energy, I don't have to worry about how you love other people. Pink people love people to death. Literally, they do. They love people to death. But what is also that pink also has a lot where that love sometimes turns to a little bit of judgment. So when I see those pockets, and a lot of people have heard me talk about this, when it's in your aura like this, it does have a lot to do with that. So you want to balance that pink out. For you, how you're going to balance that pink is you're going to move completely over to the red for you. So if you notice on Valentine's Day, what are the two most popular colors that we see? We see pink and we see red. So that pink is for that love, but that red is also to bring us into that place to ground us into these fundamental things, which has to do with that fight or flight mode. And a lot of things in your life has you in those two areas. So you have all these endorphins flowing through your body, moving through you constantly. So you're either in a position where you're defending or you're in the position where you're trying to decide whether you should run. Bringing more red into your energy is going to help you balance out some of your pink, because you're a beautiful sister and you have a lot of love and you have a lot of wisdom and you have a lot of trust. But again, you got to harness that energy and apply it to yourself, and then it's going to exude outward, and then it'll be able to be outward and you can be confident in that. Yes. So hopefully that was helpful for you.
Definitely. And I will, I'll email and again and see if, you know, I can get a reading. And thank you for taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love, sister.
All right, peace. All right, we're going to continue on. We're live in the remix. Can you guys believe we have 12 minutes to go? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in, because I think we're going to go a little bit over tonight. Don't forget what I said about them helmets. And if you guys are in Colorado, just remember that. Okay, we're going to go on to the next caller. It looks like calling in. Did I just get this call? I think it is, but let's see. Calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix.
Hello, can you hear me?
I surely can.
All right, I finally got through. Hello, Ms. Blue, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line?
This is Heating Waters Risen in the chat room from South Texas.
Okay, all right. Greetings to you.
Greetings, peace and honors. Well, I just want to make this quick. I know you got a lot of serious people or people with serious things to talk about to ask you or ask you about. But I just wanted to give my answer on the riddle.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
You know, I put it in the chat room, but I figured, you know, I've heard Ms. Blue enough to realize that you need to call in at least once. And
there it is.
Okay, so this is what I get. The scribe on the fourth night, well, put it this way, on the fourth night, the pond is filled with blue lotus flowers. And the reason is, I believe, I don't think I have the answer, but I have a answer, is on the fourth day, he's walked the four corners of the pond. And each day, on the first day, he saw one flower. Second day, he saw two flowers. Third day, he saw four flowers. The fourth day, he saw eight flowers.
Mm.
And on the fourth night, okay, so that's the four corner energy. And on that day, he saw eight flowers, infinity. You know, we can go any which way with that. But on the fourth night, seeing the reflection of the night sky and the stars reflecting, you know, upon the pond, realized that the pond will be full or filled with flowers.
Uh-huh.
as the night sky will be filled with stars.
Wow.
So,
I'm like MC Speech. We need to call Siba back because that's kind of deep.
in essence, the pond will always reflect the universal sky and will gain and lose flowers, same as the, you know, they'll go as the stars go, come and go.
Let me tell
and,
you. We're not listening to you chaos right now. Hold on a second. Wow. Like, you really, really thought about this.
I couldn't let it go. You know, I really, y'all, I mean, I listened to the conversation going on into, you know, the land of the gods or Colorado, you know, that old thing.
Yes.
But, you know, it couldn't go. I think that conversation even motivated me even more, you know, energy-wise.
Yes.
You know.
I think you definitely got something. Tell me your name again. I want to make sure.
My name is Felix. You know, I'm from South Texas, you know, Mexican-American, all that yada yada. But I'm Healing Waters Risen in the chat room.
You're Healing Water. I think, you know what, I'm going to use our lifeline on this one because I'm telling you, you went hard. You went hard on this one. I'm telling you, you broke this.
I'm coming from.
Yes, I'm telling you. You got. People in the chat room are going, yes, you need to call Siba Haru. You need to call Siba Haru. They like call him because that is it. I really, really. I'm telling you, wow, yeah. People are telling you great job already. They like, yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
I'm watching them. I appreciate that. You know, peace to the Remix family. You know, I mean, I have the most fun in this chat room than well, I don't want to say any other chat room, but, I mean.
But, yes, we know.
It really goes down in this chat room, yeah. You know, that's a good time coming.
Yes. Hold on. I think I have Brother I here. Brother I, you still with me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. What you think, Brother I? I think he got it.
Oh, yeah. His lifting go hard.
Yes, his lifting go real hard. I think you got it. I think you got it. I'm telling you.
I think it's worth a lifeline.
I think
that's
worth
the hardest one tonight.
I think it's worth a lifeline, but see, y'all just don't know. I can't call Siba Haru back right now. Let me see if he's on the line. Let me see. Siba Haru, if you're on the line, can you please press 1? Let's see. It's a whole lot of y'all on the line, but I don't see him, and I don't think I can call. I'm not going to call him right now, but I'm going to use a lifeline, you guys, on this. I want you, Felix, I want you to say it one more time for me so I can take good notes. So when I get ready to drop this, we can say we did it.
Okay. So I'll try to, you know, refine it somewhat.
Okay.
But what I... The way I see it is, well, just an answer is the fourth day was the day that he completed visiting each corner of the pond. So that was the four corners of the pond. four corners of the earth, north, south, east, west, so on and so forth.
Right.
I mean, as far as representation. And what he saw, on each day, he saw a different number. First day, one flower. Second day, two flowers. Third day, three flowers. This was from a different angle. It was from each corner. On the fourth day, he saw eight flowers, and
right.
which was from the last corner. You know, so, and eight representing infinity on the fourth night, gazing upon or just looking upon the pond, he's seeing the reflection of the stars on the pond. He realized the pond will always reflect the stars in the sky and will come and go as the stars come and go. So, I kind of shortened it up there, but
yes.
I was, in a nutshell.
I'm telling you, and this is one of the clues that Siba Haru gave me, Siba Haru Al-Gebulon. He said, you will know the answer, because when the answer comes, it will come spoken like a true scribe. And I promise you, I am just saying. Just saying.
Well, I mean, it means a lot. I always see myself as a student, forever learning. But it's like one of the callers said before. I'm not really new to this. The area in general is very new to this. But I mean, at least late '90s, you know, Dr. York and so on and so forth. So,
wow.
You know.
This is so powerful, and what a great way for us to get ready to close out. If you guys are on the phone line, we're going to keep going because I think it's worth keep going. For those of you that are listening, I want you guys to go back, and I want you to download, as with all the remix shows. Have a lot of great shows that are going to be coming up. Don't forget to call the Know Your Magic line. And for those of you who took the 27-day challenge of the month of July and you did the gateway list, and you also have your gateway goddess, we'll continue to work with that throughout as well too. The rest of you, if you call in now before the 2 minutes are up on the board, you can actually hear the rest of the show. If not, you can download. We'll be back next Friday night. It's been an amazing share. I had so much fun with you guys, and it's always great to be connected with you guys. Keep those readings coming. They've been powerful, the baby lotuses, all of those. So reach out to somebody. Love somebody. Love somebody today. And yeah, that's right. No stealing wallets. You guys are crazy. No stealing wallets. No stealing anything. But 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that you can hear the rest of the show, because we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That was deep. You still with me, Brother I? I don't know if Brother I is still with me. Are you still with me, Felix?
Can you hear me, Ms. Book?
Yes.
I'm still here.
Wow, I thought I was on, because we said that was deep at the same time.
Somebody said Brother I went to Taco Bell.
No, I was trying to get back to the garden.
I know, that's right. So, oh, wow, I'm going to present this to him. You stay right there. Don't go nowhere. This was amazing. Thank you for calling in. I know Griffin is holding, too, somewhere in this line. I'm going to try to find him. And he wants to share what he came up with. But I'm telling you healing. This is going to be my last lifeline I'm going to use. Cause I
love you, Sis Manya, but I'm with Felix.
So how many people?
I love you.
On our way out, you guys, put a heart in the room. If everybody wants me to use my last lifeline to go with Felix's answer and ask Elder Haru. Hey, look at the hearts. Look at the hearts. Look at the hearts. Look at the hearts. Look at the hearts.
Much love.
I'm just
much
saying,
love to the remix.
I'm just saying. I think he got it.
I'm just glad I was able to call in and get it off my chest, because it was just burning, and now I can rest now, you know, and kick back and listen to the show.
Yes, yes, but, yes. I'm glad that you were persistent and you waited, because people were emailing me saying, are we going to get back to the question? And Nancy is in the chat room. Don't forget to get what to do when your ass gets locked up. Y'all need to get that.
Well, I'm following her. I got her followed. So,
yes,
I'm keeping up with the shows.
Yes, pick up with Nancy. Nancy's doing some powerful work, too. So big shout-outs to everybody. Somebody said Fancy Nancy. I love that. Fancy Nancy. Y'all are crazy. Okay, so we're in the after hours, the after show of the remix, and we're just going to keep going. I love that answer. I have it all written down. Trust me, trust me.
Okay, I'm going to use that. Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. So I'll be posting. If you're not my Facebook friend, be my Facebook friend, because I'm gonna post that. I love what you came up with, Felix. I love that. That's
you on Facebook, Felix.
I appreciate that.
You on Facebook?
Actually, I kind of gave the social networks a rest, but I'll be back on. You know, there's too much info out there to not be on. So
you know what?
I'll definitely be.
Do me a favor, email me your answer to at Question for Blue. Can you do that?
I'll definitely do that. Definitely
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, email me, because I want to have that. It's going to blow his mind when I say, check it out. We had like 3 minutes left to go in the forest. Felix came on and said, booyah, there it is.
Yeah, it feels a whole lot better. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't sit, I mean, rest in my seat. It was like, I hope I get through. I'm here hitting my desk like I was before. Like, please just let me say it, you know, because it's not getting through in the chat room. So, but you know, got through. I mean, y'all really made it special. So I thank you for that.
Oh, we thank you for that. We're so glad. I love the remix family. I love you guys. I brag about you guys so much. You guys are the smartest people in the world that I know, the most spiritual, the most connected, the most smartest. I just love it. Love it from all over the world. So this is really beautiful. I love it.
I thank you, Ms. Blue. And I'll speak to you all. And I will email you the answer.
Okay, all right. Peace and love. Wow, that was pretty cool. That was so cool. I am so glad. We're going to continue on. We are chatting and chilling live, just having a great time in the remix. Brother Eyes hanging out with me. We didn't talk about a little bit of everything from cows flying to riddles to children with helmets to dreams. To all kinds
that's
of stuff.
That's that vortex.
Yes, that's what that is. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, I'm bored. How are you?
I'm bored, being bad in the chat room.
No, I have a serious question, though. It's about a dream. Okay.
You know what? Wait. I have to preface this. I'm bored.
Yes.
Is this really a dream?
Yeah, you know, it is. I dreamt that I was chasing this guy and I took his wallet.
You know what?
So I was wondering what that meant. Hello?
Excuse me.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Was that, so what does it mean when I take a guy's wallet?
Well, the first thing I want to ask you is this.
Hello?
Yes. I'm still here. So the first
thing.
Are you
astral traveling?
Yes, I am.
Did you just go into somebody else's dream?
Oh,
I was
my.
Chasing him. I was chasing him, and I caught up with him, and I stole
it's okay.
his wallet.
It's okay. You don't have to say it again. I got the picture. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So let me ask you a question because, you know, I'm bored. You have been listening. You know, hold on just a second, you guys. Hold on one second. Okay, so now you were chasing him, and you took his wallet.
And then he chased me and took it back and asked me, why did you take my wallet? Then I woke up.
And then you woke up. Oh, okay. Well, as you know, dreams can mean so many different things to so many different people. And the fact that you were chasing him and you were trying to take his wallet, you know, that really just sort of kind of shows that you were really trying to get into his energy, you know, really trying to get connected to him. I would suggest that you take a look at some of those things in your life that you're chasing after, that you're trying to get into, you know. If there's a person, you know, that you're trying to get into their energy, you know.
Oh.
You know, trying to get into their energy, you know, trying to, you know, take their wallet. You know, because for a man, a wallet can mean many different things. It's associated with his personality. And in this particular case, I think that actually what was happening is that man you were chasing was actually a reflection of you that you were chasing.
Oh, I knew you were going to. I felt the answer in me.
I know you did.
I felt
the answer. That was just another aspect of yourself you was chasing down
yes.
the street.
Okay. All right. I don't want to waste any more of your time because with these dreams, we have the answer, right? In us.
You sure do, I'm bored.
Exactly. So I'll decipher the rest on my own. I'm sorry to take
I'm
the time.
I'm sure you would like to, but that was really you was chasing down the street. You was chasing yourself, trying to take your wallet. And then you turned around and asked yourself, why did you take my wallet?
Y'all go hard.
See, this is what happens.
Okay.
You know, that well, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I know there are other callers with, you know, issues they want to talk about, too. But I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you, I'm bored. You just don't know. You just don't know.
All right. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Esther. I see you, girl. All right. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Pete.
All right, bye.
Only in the remix. Only in the remix, people. That's all I can say. What can I say? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from, y'all are a mess. Calling in from area code 469. You're live in the evening. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Texas. But what I need you to do for me is give me the opposite of I'm not bored. Give me the opposite. Just give me one name. Just one.
Is it a full moon yet?
Okay.
Somewhere.
Oh, my God. I'm the opposite of that. I'm like, oh, I hate to say, but how can you? Okay. Moving on, as we say. I'm going to get in this rhythm and move right on down the road. Oh, peace and greetings. But I'm not bored. I have a wacky question that I had a dream that leads me into asking you this. Can mm-hmm. you be your own twin soul? Is there such thing?
Well, two things. One, I'll say this. I don't really, I know this is going to be like a party pooping moment because I know how everybody feels about all of this twin soul stuff, but I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying it. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you
okay.
why. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I can see, and I'm sure we can apply this in many different areas of our lives, that things, everything is the same. We just give it a different name. Different name.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
at one time it was our soul mate, you see.
Yeah,
now
I
it's
gotcha.
Our twin flame. Our twin flame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's our twin flame, which means the same thing. And personally, I believe that we have many soulmates. I believe that
okay.
we have many twin flames.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at it, if we're just going to take it and look at sort of the twin flame and what that is and,
mm-hmm.
and sort of correction of what people say it is and sort of what that understanding of a twin flame is, then this is
mm-hmm.
what I'll say to that. Can you be your own twin flame? Absolutely, positively, yes. In fact,
okay.
that's you
mm-hmm.
better be a twin flame too.
Mm, okay.
That's who
okay,
you better
okay.
be a twin flame to is yourself. And let me tell you why.
Oh,
there is this big, and I think it is huge, and this is just Miss Blue speaking, misconception that we are half looking for some damn hold.
Okay.
And to me, that is where the error occurs.
Okay.
Because that's
okay.
not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We are
mm-hmm.
whole beings who
yeah.
are looking
okay.
for wholeness.
Wow.
If you have two halves and you bring them together, you still have two damn halves.
Gotcha.
You don't.
Gotcha.
You don't.
Mm,
now, if
gotcha.
You want to say that we have a whole, and my phone is going off, people are hearing me talk, but when you say I'm a half and you're a half and we come together and we're a whole, we all know what can happen to a damn whole. You can fall in a hole and bust your ass.
Right.
That's what
right.
can happen with a whole. You don't want
mm-hmm.
a whole. You want
mm-hmm.
wholeness.
Yes,
wholeness.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So, sisters,
wow.
brothers, listen to me. And I think this is a perfect time for this to come up. You need to be whole when you're trying to get wholeness. Because you can't bring a half and try to get wholeness. All you're going to get is a whole. And we know what men do to whole.
Wow.
We know what we do to holes. So I think there this whole thing, and I don't even like to put it on the conscious community. I just think as people, we have been taught that, oh, I'm incomplete, and once I have you, now we are a whole. We sure are. We are a whole that a whole lot of shit can fall through.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we are. We really
mm-hmm.
are. Now, the goal is to work on yourself and to become complete, to become whole. You came in this earth by yourself to the planet, and you're going to leave by yourself. It doesn't mean that we do not have sacred relationships, because I am 100% for that. But what happens when these relationships come together, they are halves. The other half is broken, and you're looking for something to complete you. Something happens to that half, and now your ass is half again. You know, once a half ass, always a half ass. I mean,
is
seriously.
Is it I laughing? Is it I laughing?
Yes, that's I.
Oh
because,
my
you know,
God.
I don't
so
normally.
Funny. I really get it. And I, well, you know what? I was really, oh my God. It was this guy in my dream that was sitting in this brown chair, and he was flirting with me, and it was so youthful, and I didn't feel no lust at all, but he was using words that I have never heard down here, and I can't remember what the words were, but as it was like someone with another entity was narrating in my dream and telling me that that was me, And when I went to go and look for that male part of me, I couldn't find it, but I was looking for it. So when I got up, I asked the question, can I be my twin flame? Because I felt that my entity, my other half that's inside of me, I met it. My feminine energy came with my masculine energy, and it just, that moment, I cannot describe. It was past peace. It was past peace. It was past wholeness. It was past all of that.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful insight, because I believe dreams are very, very powerful. But I do want to document this here saying, because I think a lot of times what happens is sometimes, and I say this not just based on my own personal experience, but after doing thousands of readings at this particular point, and even the work prior to this that I've done and dealt with people, of what I come to know and to understand. And if it vibes with you, I say vibe with it, because this is just on a whole new insight to me based upon research, things that I've read, I've studied, and just began to understand. When you are a piece, when you are a broken piece and you are a half, some of us, we come to the planet and we come in feminine energy. Some of us come to the planet and we come in masculine energy. When we come, we both have feminine energy and masculine energy in us. Somewhere, don't even ask me where, because I can't answer this question. Maybe some of you out there can. Somewhere we got that mixed up with what was between our legs.
Ignorant.
And that's not the case. You understand. Now, if I am the first to tell people that, hey, this time that I came to the planet, I came in dominant feminine energy, and I love it. I love it. There's nothing more beautiful to me being on this planet than being a woman and being in feminine energy. But I do have masculine energy within me. Energy within me.
Yes.
That is the part of me that I had to work on, that I had to build up. You understand? That I had to kind of make strong so that I can do these things that I needed to do and accomplish these things that I needed to do. The masculine side, that's the side that wants the analytical side, the side to go out, to get it, to make it happen, to make things be done. That's the masculine energy that's in there. Now, of course, when I'm in a relationship, I don't have to be that dominant masculine energy, because of course that reflection is there to help me connect with it. So what I'm connecting with is actually my own reflection. We've heard that. It is our own reflection, but it's not necessarily that opposite reflection that we're connecting with. I think that's that's where we err at when we begin to think of that. So, of course, some women make the mistake. They are the go-getter. They are these business women or these educated sisters or just whatever kind of sister you are that's on your business. You're used to taking care of your business. A man comes in the picture, and you don't know how to let that masculine energy go down because now it has shown up. You see, and vice versa, you brothers aren't off the hook. Same with some of you. You have learned how to be in your feminine energy. You understand? When we're talking about those things of meditation, when we're talking about those things of sexuality, all of you freak nasty brothers, that's feminine energy. You're doing it in a masculine body, but that's feminine energy. So when your woman comes along, you don't know how to let us take the lead and do that. You know, not the freak nasty, but you know what I mean. You don't know how to let us take the lead and do that. That's where you need to let us be that feminine energy to you, to give it to you, to be that for you. And so what happens is everybody is thinking that they are not complete. And so we're searching. Now, a part I truly believe, and everybody has their own interpretation of this, is I truly believe that we did come back here to form sacred reunions. I do believe that. I do believe that we did come back here to procreate, to have our babies. And there is nothing more powerful, more beautiful, more sacred, more holy, more whatever word you want to put on it, than that union coming together. Nothing more powerful than that union coming together. But where the error comes, and so many people make this mistake when it comes to looking for a partner, they're looking, trying to get whole out of another half. They think that somehow that brother, that sister is going to save them. Nobody can save you. You can only save yourself. So this is why it's important to know who you are. Our ancestor says, know thyself. They didn't tell you know thyself till you met a man, or know yourself till you met a woman. They didn't tell you that. They said, know thyself. I say, know your magic. You understand? Yeah. Because to know yourself is to know your magic. When you know who you are, you understand, then you are complete. You know that love, that high that you're feeling when you're in a relationship and it's going wonderful and you guys are together, you know that is beautiful and it's incredible. But you also know that you can be happy and you can love yourself even not in that relationship.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. There is a difference between saying, I choose to be in a sacred relationship, and just like I know that I'm bringing a whole lot to the table because I'm bringing me. You understand? I stand confident in that. And yes, I can learn some things from you, but check this out. You can learn from me. See, this is not about you trying to scoop me up, you know, Johnny come save a hoe. You know, we done did that era, you know? We done did that whole Johnny save a hoe era. We did that. It didn't get us sisters nowhere. Where did it get us? Really?
Being a hoe?
Yes, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
You know? So.
It threw stuff out of balance.
Yeah, it did.
It just threw things.
It threw it out of balance, and then you got the woman of the 90s that was like, I don't need no man.
And then there it is. And so we go to the next step. So then we go from we're so sacred, we're so holy, we can't open our legs for nobody, to we go to completely opening our legs for absolutely anything and anybody, man, woman, child. Because there are some women out there, and I hate to say it, but I'm just going to put it out there since we're putting it out there tonight, that is opening their legs for men, women, and children. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. It really is a shame. It is a shame that you are opening your legs for absolutely anything. You understand? There is no sacredness going on down there. You're not healing anybody, and no one is being healed or raised up to the next level by you doing it. You know? And not to mention, I mean, this is something that Panic talks about a lot, too. When you're a woman, and this has been proven through science, and you're sleeping with some of these men, and they're alcoholics, they're drug addicts, or they have all of these cryptic thoughts that are going on in their minds about who know what cat, dog, or child that they're thinking about, and they are ejaculating into you, all of that is going up into your brain cells as well. So you want to know why you walking around half the day half crazy. You walking around half crazy because you dealing with somebody else who's half crazy. You see? And it goes twofold. So brothers, you aren't off the hook either. So if you think it's cute to just lay your yoni anywhere you please to lay your yoni, you know, recognize that those vibrations are still going to be with you as well, too. So while you're walking around trying to figure out why you can't get a job, why you can't do this, well, you know, you're messing with people who don't got their mind right. But you think it's cute. You think it's cute for you to bust a little nut here and bust a little nut there, not recognizing that you're taking all of that energy back with you, too. You know, Brother Bobby Hemmett, on his last speech that he did in New York, he also talked about, you know, how sisters, how the yoni can suck the life out of you and kill you. You understand how it can actually kill you? This is some energy. We always talk about energy and how powerful energy is and how we can raise the roof with the energies and turn on the lights and know your magic. Well, this magic can mess you up too. It can mess you up because you're already messed up. I'm not going to say that it can't heal you, because I think it can definitely heal you, but it can also mess you up, like Brother Panic said, because you were already messed up. It's not healing you. It's not taking you to the next level. And here's another thing to just throw out there. We're spiritual people.
Yeah.
We're spiritual people. So you think because you lay with somebody who ain't, you know, that's really kind of messed up in the head and you kind of messed up in the head and y'all both messed up in the head, and then the next day you think that you all of a sudden your psychic powers went to the next level? They sure did. But see, psychic powers, crazy powers, they all can live in the same place because we all can do all things. Mm. And you don't need it to do it that way. If you think that's the only way that you're going to get there, then follow the yellow brick road. And I say, see where it takes you. See where it takes you. Because I believe that there is a level of responsibility that we all have, not to anybody else, because I'm not responsible to anybody, but I am responsible to myself. And staying true to my path and what I know to be true for me. And that's the goal that each one of us has that responsibility to be, is to be true to ourselves. And I've had, you know, I'm glad you brought this up because maybe I just needed to get this out. I've had to have some real hard conversations with people this week that could be seemingly a little unblue-like, you know. But recognize, you know, and as the old saying goes, you know, don't let the sweet taste fool you. You understand? Don't let it fool you, you know. So, you know, just because a person is coming at you one particular way, we all have polarities within us. We have polarities that exist within each and every single one of us. And so staying true to me means whatever I deem it to be. It's almost like having a TI moment. You can do whatever you like. You see? And we all get to do that. So when it comes to picking out these things, whether you want to call them a soulmate or a twin flame, can you be your own twin flame? I say you better be your own damn flame. That's what I say. I say that if nothing else, that was a powerful dream that you had to wake you up.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
to wake you up to some real, to some real magic. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's your twin flame.
Yes.
That's the energy you build up. I know you're ready to go now. I know.
No, I ain't ready to go. Oh, no, I'm not ready to go. It's just that I'm trying to be respectful for other people. But, you've always, because I listen to you all the time, you, when I hear your voice, it's like the echo that you was talking about earlier in my soul. That's just me personally.
Right.
Because of who I say you are to me. And can't nobody take that away. And I appreciate, you know, how I feel about that.
Well, hey, I can definitely respect that. You brought up a well-needed question, and I say, yes, you better be your twins. You better be your twin flame. I know I am trying to be my – if I cannot be my own twin flame, how the heck can I be it for somebody else? Like I said, two halves coming together. If you get a donut and you cut that donut in half and you bring it together, you're going to have a hole in the middle. And we all know what happens to holes.
A whole lot of things fall through holes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Because I, like I said, I didn't went through the web. I didn't went through everything trying to see if I can find this answer. But I always had this settled. It was a knowing. It wasn't a faith thing. It was a knowing because that right there, the way, and I was very youthful in that dream. It was very youthful. I remember having on a white dress, and it had purple, big purple flowers with green leaves, and the light was shining because I was walking on this, it was a white room, but it was a hallway, and the light was shining in, like the light, somebody turned on the light outside or the sun, and this man was sitting in this brown chair, and he had his legs crossed, and he had the same kind of pattern. His pants was the same kind of pattern. My husband has these pants in his closet, but he has a suit. And he the way he was admiring me, and I couldn't see him. It's like I can see behind me, but I was walking straight. My hair was flowing like a chiffon in the wind. I could almost feel the wind blowing as it was as I was dreaming. And he was saying words like really eloquent words that I don't even remember hearing down here in this planet. And mm-hmm. when I went to go try back to find him, I couldn't. But there was something narrating in my dream telling me that that was you flirting mm-hmm. with yourself. I said, me? That was me? And I remember waking up, and I was kind of laughing. I said, wow. I said, I wonder, was that my twin soul? But I said, but that was me. Can I be my own twin soul? And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I settled with, yes, I am. So I guess I'm complete and didn't recognize how complete I was.
Yes, and so beautiful. You know, so beautiful, because our dreams have so many different levels, you know, of really understanding them and decoding them, especially, I think, something that you just said that is profound, that you're in a sacred relationship. You're in a sacred union. And so for you to get that confirmation, you understand, because so many times what in a marriage or if we're dating somebody, we somehow never can feel sort of get complete, like we're constantly trying to fulfill ourselves or feel like we're whole or feel like we're, you know, to feel like we're where we need to be. And so to be there and to get that confirmation that you are working towards your wholeness, you understand? And in my personal experience, that's what I feel each one of us should be doing, is that we should be working towards our personal fulfillment and not trying to be two donuts trying to come together, because all it's going to do is create a hole. And we know what happens to holes. Things fall through holes. And we need to bring wholeness there. That means that round piece of the donut that fell, that they often take out, the donut hole, that's in there. So everything is complete. And you can only get that when you two come together as a complete unit. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling us for that.
Miss Blue, I want to be nosy and ask if you pick up anything else.
Well, you know, my mind is everywhere, but let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. The number one thing that I think you're moving into this particular area where you did struggle one time in your marriage to find that comfortable spot for you, to find that place of hold. And so this is your confirmation that you are moving towards that direction. Like I said, you're working towards that wholeness. So you can give up trying to be, and let me say this in the correct way, you can give up trying to be that which you thought you could not be and know that you can be. Yes, because I wanted to give it how Spirit gave it to me. So you can give up that thought of I be this and know that you can just be that. You can be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. So, there you go.
Did you just feel me hug you? Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you too. If you have not, you can always reach out for a detail reading. You know,
I'm gonna do that. I've got to do that.
Question for Blue. Yes. But, you know, there it is. The chaos put it in the room. Question, QUESTION, for the number 4 Blue at detail.com. There you go. So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for you know, calling in and sharing that. That was
thank
powerful.
You. No thank problem. You. Bye. Talk to you later.
All right, peace, sis.
Wow. Y'all are just a mess tonight. I don't even know what to say with y'all. Y'all are a mess tonight. Beautiful, beautiful shares tonight. We're going to continue. We still have more time. So for those of you who are on the phone, we're going to keep going. Let's see. Calling in, I think, from area code 419. I don't think I did 419, or did I? 419? 419.
Peace, Ms. Blue.
Peace. Who's calling?
My name is Laura from Ohio.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura. How are you? Your energy feels very low, my sister. What's going on?
Really? Oh, wow. I mean, I was laughing earlier, but I don't feel, I mean, it is, but I'm trying to raise it up, so I don't know how it's low right now.
Okay, you don't have a question because I see your hand up. Do you have a question?
Well, I had this dream last night, and I was in a room full of, what do they call them? Moorish science? The brothers?
I don't know. I don't know. It's your dream. You tell me.
I was at a dinner party, and I don't understand why I have this dream, and next to it, I was receiving money. And so I was wondering, what do you think about that? Because it's questioning me all day why I see my brothers in my dream.
You see the brothers, and what else? You see money?
Yeah, so it's handed to me in an envelope. And I pulled out with a $100 bill and a $10 bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what do you think it means?
Well, actually, I'm talking to a couple of brothers who are more science.
No. I want to know what you think it means. If you weren't going to tell me what you think, I want to know what you think.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
I find it interesting in the particular organization. I was curious about it, actually.
Okay.
I hear stories, and I went online and read about it, so I was curious, actually.
Okay. So, tell me what you thought the dream meant to you. I'm going to tell you what I pick up, but I would like to know what you thought about it.
This might sound crazy, but excuse me. I can't say it.
Okay.
Am I still retarded?
Is it just you? Well, I tell you. It's okay. We can give you a moment because it seems like it's just overwhelming funny to you. We can come back.
It is.
But we can come back. It's okay because we have 21 minutes, and once you finish laughing about it and you're ready to share it, we are certainly ready to hear it. All right. We're going to continue on. We're live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Yes. Peace and greetings to you.
Peace, Ms. Willow.
Peace. Who's on the line, please?
James, Bronx.
Who is it?
James from the Bronx.
Ooh, James, what you doing in the background over there?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I was thinking about the previous caller with the dream with the wallet. And I was thinking that in the dream it probably meant something like she was chasing her identity.
Yeah, but I know that, sister. So trust and believe. I'm glad you sharing what you're thinking. But trust me, I got her exactly what was going on.
Okay, but my thing is, I had this, it's crazy. One morning, it was like about 3 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't no dream. I got up, went to the bathroom, and I don't know how this happened, why it happened, but I picked up a can of, air freshener.
Okay.
And I put it in my mouth. And then I realized what I did. I guess it really woke me up, and I just threw my head to the sink and started washing up my mouth. And I was like, you know, and I still don't understand. This happened like about 4 or 5 days ago. I can't understand why that happened. I'm still trying to figure that out.
So you had a can of air freshener, and you sprayed it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, because you said that you kind of had some thoughts, and I asked everyone this, so I know you're at work, so we're going to try to keep it quick. But tell me again what you thought about the dream. What do you think it meant? I'm sure you had some thoughts. You took air freshener and sprayed it. I mean, you know, it don't. I don't have to use no psychic powers on some of that.
Now, you know what I think it means? I don't know. I thought about this. I tried to play with a few things, but
okay.
I thought, okay, I'm trying to change my, you know, my lifestyle.
Okay.
My diet, the food I eat.
Okay.
I do it, and then at times I go back to doing the same thing that I've been doing.
Okay.
And I think that that's what it is. Subconsciously, maybe, is that I'm putting stuff in my mouth that I know I don't want there,
mm-hmm.
and then try to purge myself to get it out,
mm-hmm.
and just try to start over with what I've been doing, like juicing and, you know, making smoothies and that type of stuff, you know, because that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes I just can't stay on track, because I'm even going, taking a whole naturopathic certification thing.
Okay.
And I'm on my I passed my exam. I passed my homework assignments, but I got one thing which I have to do 10 assessments with 10 people, and I can't seem to get into it.
Right. And
it's distracting me.
Mhm. Well, two things is here's what I picked up from it there. And actually, I think you are definitely on it. Yes, when it comes to the mouth, when it comes to your mouth, it does have to do with that. It does have to do with you sort of kind of giving yourself that fresh start, really kind of starting over with your mouth. It has to do, and I want you to think about this, it has to do with your spoken words. It has to do with what you say out of your mouth. So
yeah,
it's about
yeah.
you changing that language of how those things come out of your mouth, that particular way. That's also going to help you to bring the mind and also the heart together, or what is called the higher self. So that is the point where you're going to have to be able to speak it. As we talk about speaking those words into existence, words of power, doing those things. So the air freshener is symbolic of you trying to restart, giving yourself a fresh, you know how people say we need a fresh new start? So you
right,
need a fresh
right.
new start. So these things are going to come together for you, like you said, when you change your language. And that's
Ooh.
How you speak about them. It's going to be changing the language.
Yeah, and you know some of the thing is, too, is like when I be kind of like getting in with my girl and my daughter, they always tend, both of them tend to say, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It
wow.
is. It's about your language. It has everything to do with your language. You know, that's what it is. And this is why, even though you've gone through the class and you can do the work and you're mentally, you're saying to yourself that you're ready to change. You're ready to do these things, but you got to change your language because your spoken language is not reflecting your actions.
Wow, man. And I did think along that line, but I thought, you know, maybe because, like I said, I was trying to change up my eating habits and stuff like that, because I did it before and I did it extensively. And I just fell off.
Right.
So, but then as far as with the words, I'm feeling that for real.
Yes. Yes. So that's all you got to do. Once you get that, you'll be good to go. It is about you changing your language. So just remind yourself, you're making all of these internal changes. Mentally, you're making these changes. Now it's time for you to exercise those changes in your language.
Okay. And yeah, one more thing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Like with people, you know, my loved ones, you know, good friends and whatnot, you know, whenever they need, you know, I have all this compassion for them, what they go through, and I try to help because I just came into some paper, you know. So I try to help out. But it seemed like...
you said, I just came in. I just love it. I love my brothers on the East Coast. You said, I just came into some paper.
So, you know, I try to help out, you know, and it seemed like after you help, they call you because they need the help, and then when you help, you don't hear from nobody no more.
And this is so true.
You know, and then you try to get them to, you know, you try to find out what's going on. So, you can't really help somebody by giving them. You got to show them the way. But they don't want to hear the way. They just want you to give. And if you don't give, they get mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yes, you want me to speak to that? Here's the thing. Again, change your language. Change your language. You already knew when you gave them the money, it wasn't going to change anything. So when you give, if you're going to give, then recognize that that's all you're doing is giving. That's it. When you give, what does Mama tell you? When you give, don't expect nothing in return. Absolutely nothing. That even means behavior. So if you're not going to give, then you need to change your language. Change your language. And you're only giving because a part of you feels as though a part of you owes it. You see, you are constantly in the position because of things in the past in your life that you're trying to make up for. But these aren't the same people. So giving to them is not going to make a wrong right that you felt was wrong that you've done in the past. You understand? That's not going to do that for them. So it's a nice gesture to want to give. This is what I say. Pick your charity case, if that be it. Pick it. You know how people stop you in the grocery store and they say, do you want to give to the Salvation Army? Do you want to give to the Red Cross? Do you want to help the babies in Africa? And I tell them, I already have a charity. It's called Blue. It's called Blue. That's a joke. That's a joke, everyone. Everybody's on freeze frame. Like, did she say that? You guys know I give. I'm giving my time right now. Stop it. But you know what I mean. Pick your charity. Pick what it is. And then let that be it. Let that be it. And know that you are truly, truly doing that. You're giving. Nothing is expected. When you give, you expect absolutely zero in return. Zero.
Well, I know the best. I mean, when I feel like that and not really expecting anything in return, it's like people that are homeless, you know, being like holding doors open for people going in. And like it was a brother, I, you know, bought him a meal because, you know, you could see that, you know, he's hungry. So,
and that's true, too. But here's something else I want to challenge you with, because I had some people tell me some stories about homeless people. Again, see, we got to begin to look through this through our spiritual eyes on some levels. Now, I don't want anybody to take this to the left, but I'm sure it's going to be somebody to take it to the left. The moment that you look at somebody else and you perceive them to be in a position that is lower or less than where you are, you have simply erred. Because somehow you're saying that what you are doing is more important than what they're doing. And that's simply not true. So the homeless person on the street, the beggar down the road, we're all the same. You understand? He's just as important as I am important. I am no greater than, they are no greater than. You understand? It doesn't mean that we can't help. You understand what I'm saying? But the moment you somehow think that you got to help this homeless man, then that's when you have erred. Because the real blessing may come the other way around. I have known homeless people to throw food back in people's face. And they say, well, I was just trying to help them. I don't know why they're acting so nasty. Because somehow they know you think that somehow you're better than them. See, for me to do that, for me to constantly just give somebody money, whether it be family members or whatever, then I'm telling you that you can't do what I do. That's what I'm saying. You're incapable of accomplishing what I've accomplished. And that goes against what I believe. I believe that what I do, everybody can do, and vice versa. I'm no better. Nobody else is better. So think about that. Think about that. It doesn't mean that people don't get themselves in situations and we're not there to help them. But there is a difference between helping and there's a difference between satisfying your own ego needs. Because that comes down to, because somehow you feel you're so much better because now you have some paper. You can pass out some paper to these folks.
No, but you know what it is, though? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to call that. I mean, it's somebody, you know.
But listen to what you're saying. You gave them this, and nothing changed. So there's your testimony. You bared witness to your own truth.
Now, I'm not talking about the homeless people. I'm talking about my own the family, the people that
That's what I'm
me.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. So pick a charity. You'll feel better because you know you gave and you ain't expecting nothing. Our family, oh, we expect something. If I give you $20, I expect my $20. At some given point, or at least when you walk in the house, I expect you to speak to me. Because I gave you $20.
Oh.
You get it?
Right. Wow.
So when they see you and they walk past you like they don't know you, you upset. You pissed off. You're like, wait a minute, hold up. Because I just gave you some paper. You can't even speak to me? I love it. You all heated. Like, what's up? I gave you paper. You can't even speak to me? So that's why you're getting upset. But see, if you gave a homeless man $20, you're not telling him to speak to you no more.
Right,
you could care
right.
less because you gave that. You understand? So this is what I'm telling you at the root of all roots. If you're going to give, give with the expectation that you're never going to get it back and nothing is going to change. Whether that's information you're giving someone, knowledge you're giving them, it doesn't matter what you're giving to them. Just give it and just expect to get zero back. Not even a, hey, Miss Blue, how you doing this evening? Seriously.
So what about in case of a loan and somebody asks you, can they borrow?
If someone asks you, can they borrow, you know what I tell people? I don't loan money. I don't do that. You go to a bank to borrow stuff. You can't borrow from me. Now, either I'm going to give it to you or you're just not going to get it. But I don't loan money. You can't borrow anything from me because it belongs to me. You can't do that. No, I don't borrow. I don't do that.
Well, that's definitely the plan now because that dog on borrowing. I done borrowed out, loaned out so much.
Of course.
You know, everybody promises, I'm going to give it back.
Of course, they're going to promise it to you. And then you see them, and you done gave them paper, and they don't even want to speak. Now they mad at you. They're going to find a reason to be pissed at you. Trust and believe. They're going to tell you, this is why we ain't speaking to you no more. See? Because you done gave me some paper, so I'm not speaking to you no more. So, it's a lot of science in the music. I just think about that song with Usher, how he say paper. Just think about it. He said paper so hard, it just gave a whole new meaning to that word paper. I don't even like to look at paper after I listen to Usher. And now you done came on the show talking about, I done loaned out some paper. Paper is on a whole new level for me.
Well, now I know what to do.
That's it. So no more paper. Tell people you ain't got no paper. Tell them you ain't got no paper. You got a pen, but no paper. So that's it. So that is it. Don't loan no more paper, baby. No more paper. That's it. Change your language and get rid of paper. Just do them two things. Keep all your paper. Tell them from now on, your paper got to stay in your pocket. Your paper can't leave your pocket. And by all means, don't lose that wallet. Don't lose it. Don't lose that wallet.
Wale is the theme tonight.
So hold your paper in your wallet. Tonight when you go to sleep, you take your paper, put it under your pillow, and you ask the ancestors to bless that paper. That's it. No more paper. Next time somebody say, oh, you know, well, please, you know, my light's about to get cut, and this about to happen, that, and you say, you know what? I feel you, but I've already given all the paper I got. You can tell a lie. Tell them you gave your paper to Miss Blue. Let them figure that out. Tell them I'm all out of paper. I gave it to Miss Blue.
And then they might call you and ask you.
That's right. And when they call me and I finish telling them about what Usher broke down and how you broke down paper, we don't do paper over here. We fresh out of paper. We fresh out of paper. No more paper. We don't even deal in paper. And then you can tell them it's an illusion anyway, so don't worry about it.
So you think I'm gonna get? You think I'll get that certificate? I mean, I just want to get into that focus with.
Yes.
With
yes.
You know.
Now, all true, all truth, all fun and games aside, you can get it. I don't see anything that's going to be blocking you. The only thing that is going to block you is if you don't change your language. So your language needs to match everything because, see, your body is saying one thing. I'm looking at you now. Nice looking brother. Your body's saying one thing. Your mind's saying something. But then your mouth says something completely something else. And you need to line them up. Change your language. Yeah, change your language. So once you change your language, all of these things will, like synchronicity, they'll begin to happen. Those things that were very challenging for you, they're not going to be as challenging. And you'll be able to complete those things. But it is about you speaking those words because you are truly a man that you got to see, hear, taste, and feel. You're a man of senses. You got to hear it. And if you're not saying those words, then who's saying them for you? Who's saying them for you? You don't have somebody saying, Big Daddy, you going to pass the test. Big Daddy, you going to pass. You, who's saying it?
Yeah.
So you got to change your language so that you can stand firm on your square. You've made the decision. You're working forward in those movements. Now you have to begin to speak it. So it has to become a part of who you are. So changing your language. This is what these things are about. And
yeah.
Everybody's texting me. Am I really off the hook tonight, you guys? For real? Y'all have me off the hook. We have about 1 minute left to go and about 30 people with their hands up.
Okay.
So, I guess they won't be getting no paper tonight. But I got to try to get Griffin in here. So, I'm going to see if this is Griffin 419. Let me see. Peace and greetings. Griffin, is that you?
No, Miss Blue?
Yes.
Hi, no, this is Kimberly calling from Ohio. It's the 419.
Oh, yes, it's you, Kimberly. How are you? Hold on 1 second, you guys, because we have like 33 seconds to go. I just want to tell you, my brother, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Change your language, and you will be able to accomplish these things. There's nothing stopping you but you. But what I do pick up when I'm in your energy, in your spirit, is that you need to change your language. And then these things will start to line up for you, okay?
So I just start talking nice to people.
No, because you don't really talk nice. You're nasty nice, but you know what I mean. Change your language. All right, everyone. Peace and love to you guys. We got to get out of here. They're about to. Peace and love. Much love. Warm spirit. And just tell you guys, download. I had a blast tonight. You guys hit me up on Facebook. Maybe we'll do a blue blast. Who knows?